You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
I don't play on the phone, you fucking faggot. Bring your little bitch ass up here in person and we'll deal with it that way.
Do you need maxi pads or you need spark plugs?
Excuse me. I did not give you permission to call and harass me. Okay, well, guess what? I'm getting off the phone and I'm calling the police.
Tested, tried, and true.
98.6.
Come out.
Okay, guys, how are you? Pardon me. Whatever. This is the Madhouse Radio Show on the internet for August 22nd, a Thursday night as usual. And we're going to do some prank calls and do some talkings. Enjoy the show. The weekend is unofficially here, I would say, since it's now Thursday night. Always feels good when it's Friday. Sometimes you wake up, you go to work on Friday, and you're like, oh man, I just wish it wasn't Friday. I wish it was Saturday morning. Saturday morning is really cool, man. But Friday is good enough. You made it. All right, here's Milkman. He's finally calling. All right. Yay, Milkman. Yay. Hey, I got to change my mic, I think.
All right.
Yeah.
Put your mic.
There we go.
I'm unmuted.
All right.
Let me hear you.
I just started, Milkman. You weren't answering the phone, or you weren't on Skype either, so I had to start without you. Sorry.
You just started?
Yeah, we're just starting the intro. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you need maxi pads or you need spark plugs?
Wow. I use tampons.
Oh, I was going to say spark plugs is probably the way you should go, man. That way you don't track as many bears.
Is your pussy so tight that you can use a spark plug?
There you go.
Yeah. Holy shit, the Lions 26, the Patriots 3. What the fuck, Milkman? You sound like shit. You're making noise. Stop it. I'm about to hang up on you, damn it. Okay. We got a lot of requested pranks that have come in during the week. We also got some, I believe, at least one or two prank calls. Fuck you, good Andy. Anyway, so we got at least, I think we have one or two prank calls that we can play that haven't been played before yet that I've done on other shows. Enigma reporting slots are full again in the chat room. I apologize. Look, man, I'm getting pissed off. Because they finally resolved the billing issue, which was on their end, not mine. It was their problem with the billing on the website that they use for the IRC service that we utilize at Madhouse. They fixed that shit, and I put in the upgrade order, and nothing's happened. I haven't heard back any emails. I paid for it. Haven't heard it, gotten any emails, had no phone calls, and I've emailed the guy twice, and he hasn't responded back. So I don't know. As far as I know, I paid for an upgrade in the IRC slots, and they're not putting the upgrade through, and they're not communicating with me. Anyway, so I'm working on it, guys. I'm sorry. We just got to bear with it. Again, the video feed on the YouTube channel and on the webpage will be showing the chat room intermittently here so you can see what's going on there. I would recommend you join, please, if you can. But I'm not going to stress it because we don't have any room for you. So, whatever. Only 64 of you can chat with us right now. It looks like we got a weird voicemail from 2 days ago. This might be someone who's angry. Let's take a listen to that. I haven't played this yet.
Yeah, here it is. It's a dick sucker's phone number. He likes to suck dicks and go play slot machines out in Las Vegas. Don't suck my dick, motherfucker.
Wow. You heard that, guys? He said that I am a what? A dick sucker who likes to go to Las Vegas and play slot machines. Wow, man. He cut me down. Cut down. Was that you, Milkman? Milkman's on mute, but I think that was just Milkman playing a joke. Milkman's silly. Is that the plow? That might be the plow guy, Ken. I think you're right. Because that was like 2 weeks ago. Fucking, that guy's still angry. He called 2 days ago. What the fuck? Why is he coming at me? Why is he coming at me, bro? Chill out, dude. He actually, you know what? I never played these voicemails. He called back and he's like, "Yeah, I put the plow on the truck. I'm waiting for you." I'd have to fight. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, this is a guy with a truck. If you're still interested, my address is 15G Wall Street. I'll be here all night. My phone got shut off. I ain't got the funds right now. So, I don't know what to tell you. You want to come by and see it, it's here. It's off of Pine Street, which is in between Mesa and just before that, there's a car wash. Thank you.
There's a car wash. Here's another one that he sent that night, right after.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on you. You said you want me to put the plow on the truck. And all set, but I don't know where the hell you are. Give me a call.
He sounds drunk as fuck. You heard him? So I pulled the plow on the truck and I did.
Give me a call. Later.
Yeah, he was definitely drunk in that one. I think when I talked to him originally, he was at the bar. He must have just kept drinking, waiting for me to show up so he could drive in front of me and Hillock. He was going to do donuts, I think, in a school parking lot for us and tell us that he was wearing a skirt. If I remember correctly, that's how that went down. Yeah. So let me compare that voice to this one. We'll play this one last time here.
Yeah, here it is. It's a dick sucker's phone number.
I think that's different, man. We're doing our telephone forensics here. I don't think that's the same dude.
He likes to suck dicks and go play slot machines out in Las Vegas. You won't suck my dick, motherfucker.
You won't suck my dick, motherfucker. No, sir. No, thank you. Unfortunately, he called from a block number, so I don't know. Well, let's call Plow Guy back and ask him. Let's say, did you say that I had to suck a dick? And why would you say that? Milkman, did you fix your shit yet, man? Come on, buddy. Milkman. It's been like 6 minutes. He's still working on it. Oh, Milkman. Fix your microphone, Milkman. You can join us. We got a prank call coming up from the Brent Westwood show called B Penis DVD. A prank call that I did. Thanks to Baz for getting that over to us. Appreciate it, sir.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Anyway, heading over to Request a Prank, which is a feature you can use on our MadhouseLive.com website. Absolutely free, of course. Absolutely anonymous, of course. I will not share your information with anybody under any circumstances, even under duress. They could waterboard me, and I wouldn't tell anybody who you are. Because I got your back, man. Anyway, it's a form. You can send requests, prank call requests. Use it. I know Brad sent a few numbers here. He said directly. We got some Twitter complainers. We've called these in the past. These are pretty funny. So basically, people get on Twitter and, you know, I think we had one where some woman got on Twitter and complained about her Domino's pizza, I think. And I ended up calling her, accusing her of having diabetes because she was Filipina or something. Something like, yeah, I think the name of the prank is I don't have a diabetes. Madhouse Diabetes. Something like that. It's there, yeah. I don't have diabetes. Well, that's the episode, at least. Back September 29th of 2010 is the last time we did this. Anyway, this lady here complained about a New York City service called Milkman would totally know about that. Come on, Milkman, get your mic working. We're talking shit about... They're like his arch nemesis because he's a taxi driver, Milkman is. And they keep taking his fares away. Milkman calls me all the time. Was like, that fucking motherfucker. Look at him. Look at him. And he tried to run one off the road once. That he thought about it. He didn't do it, of course, but he thought about it. Don't know exactly what her problem with them is, but her tweets are below. At the very least, you can say you're with and you got her email complaint, and that you'd be suing her for slander because of what she said on Twitter. Excellent. And apparently she's just upset about it. I take back anything nice I said about it. I am so horribly disappointed in the service, just to be plain honest. Okay. Let's mess with this young lady. Her name is Lee. And she's rude and mean and nasty. Here we go.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Lindy?
This is her.
I'm calling from customer service complaints department.
Okay.
And what seems to be the issue? You sent an email here about a bad experience you had?
Yeah, I sent several emails. You can't just read what the problem is?
I don't feel like reading it right now. No, can you just explain it to me, please? I just came back.
It's 10:30 at night here, so it's a little bit late for you to call me and expect me to explain to you emails you don't feel like reading?
You know what? No. You're banned from the service, and we're going to sue you for slander because of this Twitter comments that you've been putting online also.
Excuse me? Everything I said is absolutely true.
No,
and
it's
in fact,
not.
You are legally posting misleading deals, telling me $20 off of my first ride. That's what it said. It said nothing about the type of car. It said nothing about any kind of details. In fact, there was no even link I could click on to read the fine print. There was zero fine print.
Oh, it's
that
there.
That is false
it's there.
Advertising
it's there.
And misleading advertising.
It's there. It's there, young lady. It's there. It just did. You just, okay. You know what was asshole customers just read what they want to read.
Excuse me?
Asshole customers just read what they want to read on the website and in the app.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Bill, and I'm with customer service relations. And we took a cached version of this. Even if you go into your Twitter account and try to delete it, we have the evidence here.
I have no desire to delete it. Everything I said was true and happened.
Well,
so please,
it's
try
slander.
To sue me for slander.
It's
I'm
slander.
Speaking the truth. It's and in fact, you have a lawsuit coming, sir. I will find every single person who this happened to. You have the nerve to call me at 10:30 at night and call me an asshole?
I said asshole customer.
Who are you?
I didn't directly.
This is also considered phone harassment.
You asked
just
me to
so
call
you know.
You
you
told
have
me.
The nerve to tell me you're going to sue me for slander? You clearly have no legal knowledge.
How is it harassment?
You're in violation of several laws.
Shut up.
False advertising, phone harassment.
You don't know what you're talking about. Listen, we have so many lawyers. I am going to sue you for every penny
when
you have.
When you're calling me at 10:30 at night from a random number in Nevada, I'm sure you have so many lawyers. Please do. Please.
I'm going to sue you for
please,
every,
give me a reason.
Every penny you have. Every
please.
Penny
that's hilarious. Mm-hmm. You calling me from a cell phone? It's 10:30 at night. What kind of business has the nerve to do that?
I'm calling you for my BlackBerry, and I got the call that this needed to be taken care of soon. I'm on call. I'm the on-call legal representative here.
Oh, you have the nerve to try to tell me you're an on-call legal representative? Because then you know better than to have the nerve to call me at 10:30 at night and call me an asshole.
Asshole customer.
That's considered harassment.
Asshole customer. There's a difference.
It's considered harassment. I would not delete my Twitter feed because it happened. It's not slander. It's a fact that happened. I am well in my right to not only report facts, but in fact give opinions.
Boo-hoo.
That's what Twitter is for.
Oh,
it is a fact. I repeated a fact that your customer service is lousy, that you misrepresented yourself, which is a fact. So please try to sue me for slander. Please.
What a bitch.
Please. Listen, do.
You ought to hear. You
and now you're calling me a bitch?
You ought to hear this bitch I've got on the phone right now. Ed.
Excuse me?
I thought I had you on mute. I'm sorry. Yeah, so? What? Listen, if I cared.
What do you want from me?
If I cared.
What do you want from me?
Shut up. If I cared so much about my feelings, I would work at a teddy bear factory if I was you.
And you're calling me on my cell phone.
That's the information you gave to contact you on your account. You see what I mean?
Look up, excuse me.
You see
what
I mean?
You see? I need the cell phone so I can look up the account. I did not give you permission to call and harass me.
It's in the terms of service. You see what I mean? You asshole customers read what you want to read.
I'm getting off the phone and I'm calling the police and I'm filing a harassment claim.
Okay, that you asked to be called because you had a problem. You're pretty.
I did not ask to be called. Good luck. So, why don't you find that on Twitter, buddy?
You're pretty dumb.
And you're cash.
You're pretty dumb.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, whatever. God, she's
annoying. A smart mouth bitch.
Holy shit.
I'm like, I don't even fucking know what that's about. I sound like a bunch of bullshit if I ever heard.
So what, keeps stealing your rides and stuff like that at work?
Yeah, everybody wants to be a commercial driver and pick up passengers, you know, for hire. To pick up passengers, have got to go through all these legal things that have to occur before you're actually permitted and got a license and then liable to the city and the police for, you know, at any time to be stopped, pulled, checked, and, you know, produce these records, produce this document, blah, 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 you know, and they don't have to go through that. They just get to come in, pick up customers, and basically kind of like the mayor and the people that are in charge of the government there have decided, well, you know, we're going to allow this. Now, obviously, there's something going on behind the doors, you know.
Fine.
Right, we all pay to pick up, and you got to wait, and there's procedure. You don't just drive up.
Yeah.
Those guys just drive up and don't do anything, just break all the rules.
Yeah, you yourself have to pay in order to be able to go to the airport and pick people.
Oh, yeah. I got to pay $4 every customer.
Wow. That's crazy. The city gets that, so that's their cut. So that's basically their tax.
The airport gets that. The airport gets that. The airport's in the business of selling customers. It's illegal to pick up anybody there, like being solicited. Hey, you need a ride? You're not allowed to do that. If they catch you, you're busted, man.
And
you have to go to a porter, and then they allow you to either wait for your transportation or get in line for the rest of the commercial transportation that's, you know, up next to pick you up.
Holy shit. Ken says now that, I don't know if this is true, but the Lions 40 and the Patriots 3 right now, that's the latest score update from that football. I can't believe that shit, really. Is Tom Brady having trouble? Is Tom Brady hurt? I can only see that
Patriots are up, dude.
Patriots are losing 40-3 right now, man.
Yeah, they're homos, man. I mean, it stands to reason.
Whatever. What's your team? The Colts? You're a Colts fan, is it? Are you eating celery again, dude? Seriously?
No.
Asshole. All right, we got more requests of pranks here to get
to. Used to the Colts. Now I don't give a fuck too much anymore. I'm not a real big team now these days. The ones I like aren't winning.
We got a Twitter complainer. A lady is mad at a dealership. She reported that the service at her local dealer's service department is horrible. Horrible in all caps, Milkman. The customer service provided by them sucks at best.
Damn.
Yeah, very upset, this woman. Her name is Big Tammy. And let's give her a call and tell her, hey, big trouble now for you, Tammy. Big trouble for you.
You ever bring that back here again, it's going to have all kinds of new problems.
Yeah. Now, when Brad tried to call it, he did get voicemail, but it did work. It did ring. We'll see if we get a pickup here. It may not pick up, but you never know. The last one did. Her phone machine doesn't answer, I think.
Uh-oh. Belonging to
No answer. Try it again.
She's got penises on her computer, man.
The mailbox belonging to...
No answer. No answer, guys.
That sucks. Cold number.
We'll continue then.
Moving right along.
Exactly. My point exactly, Milkman. Let me get back to the numbers here. Got windows all over the place. Boy, do I have a confused. Here we go. All right. More requests. We got a whole bunch of requests of pranks that just came in here. Random number from the phone book, DJ Green says. A random number in the United Kingdom out of the phone book from DJ Green. Whatever. I'm sure it's a random number. Here we go. Think you sent the cops or something? What do you think you sent to call in the UK? Probably police, right?
Something stupid.
It's probably some office somewhere. One more ring. Hello?
Hey,
how are you, buddy? How you doing there? Hello? This is your 5 a.m. wake-up call. Hello? Okay, there you go. That was kind of cool. He actually picked up. I said one more ring, and he picked right up. Look at that. Is that sometimes, Milkman? That's all it takes, man. Milkman, Sour Diesel.
What a friendly chap.
Sour Diesel, Milkman.
Yeah, dirty. Well, that's good shit.
Hey, sir. That guy has that Sour D. He's too busy to talk to us. He's like, on the Sour Diesel, sir. He puts lemons in his
diesel. If he put a little bit more Sour Diesel in there, he'd be back asleep in a couple of minutes, man, without a problem.
Yeah. All right, well. Nunu reminding me it's 3:34 a.m., not 5. Yeah, sorry. I really should learn that off the top of my head.
We're just calling a little bit early. We don't want to miss the 5 o'clock call, so we call up 3 just in case we miss the 5 o'clock call, see?
Yeah, we want to make sure.
Let them know we're going to fall back at 5.
We want to make sure. Let's call him again. Maybe we get him to talk a little more. He picks up each time so far. It rings for too much. Too long ringing to get a hold of. No answer there. We got 2 pickups from him, 1 hello, and that was it. But still, kind of interesting. Not bad there, DJ Green. Thanks for sending in the request. At least you had a phone number, right, Milkman?
There you have it.
The 2 requests before his. Help. The 2 requests before his had no phone numbers. So
the 2 most requested things on any prank call is at least 1, the number.
No, phone number helps out. If not, we're just sitting here talking about a prank call and how funny it would be, and we'll jerk off. And we're like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Theoretically speaking.
So apparently DJ Green is really UK godfather, apparently. Here's a number in the UK for a random phone book number again. All these numbers are for anyone with the surname Harding. So these are people last name Harding in the United Kingdom. My guess is this is Bristol, since that's where UK godfather always has this call. Are there provinces? There's no provinces in the UK, right? It's just like... You know what I mean? It's just the city. Yeah.
There's a different way to divide it. How do they divide it? I forget. Not parishes, but...
Yeah, but no one knows about that shit.
Yeah.
I don't think they're split up into provinces and stuff. It's just...
I think they're like regions.
Northern Ireland and England. And
right, you know, and like... The
Welsh machine.
Hi, your tutor James. Sorry, but I can't take your call at the moment, so please leave me a message.
Rather saucy.
Hello. No answer there. We will call back again. Stop eating, you pendejo. Are you eating cereal? What are you eating? I don't know what just happened there, dude.
Man, oh man. I'm back.
Everything dropped. Okay, calling that lady back here. Let's try this again. Zach's reports UK does have regions. Oh, shit.
Hello?
Yes, hello. The UK has several regions, did you know? Northern Ireland, England, United Kingdom, the Isle of Man, Welsh. Echo! La 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 la. That's the NSA listening over there, Milkman.
5 in the MIB.
Hello? Yellow.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you realize that this is 3:45 in the morning in the UK, and you're phoning me, and it's in, I'm asleep?
I thought it was 5 o'clock in the morning, and then, yeah, my friend told me. Aw, poor lady. All right,
our buddy Nunu said it's okay.
Yeah. Well, Nunu said it's fine. What's the big problem? Shit.
I mean, yeah, you don't need any other queerness than that. Come on.
Nunu's a queer. Here's the next one. Again, last name Harding, no first name, random number.
Deaf and dumb.
Random number out of the phone book, Milkman. God help us. Here we go. J-Boy says Milkman is fingering his cool. Is that real, Milkman?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Milkman's fingering his cool. He's got a finger in his culo, you know? Hello?
Hi, puppy!
Yellow! She left the phone off the hook. We'll keep her on there for a while, see if she comes back. Right, Milkman?
Yeah, we'll get a group call going.
No, she came back. She hung up.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, this is Mr. Culo. How are you?
Who?
My name is Mr. Culo.
Why didn't you go away in the middle of the night in England?
Oh, because we had to remind you about your colonoscopy. You need to take the shower enema.
Pardon?
Did you take your shower enema? The doctor said you have to take a shower enema.
No, I'm sorry. You got the wrong number, my friend.
Do you have one of those shower heads that are connected to the tube?
No, we got none of that. I don't under no doctor.
You don't have nothing. You don't have a shower? You don't take
a
shower?
No, you got the wrong number. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Goodbye.
How do you bathe? He just does sponge baths, Milkman.
He's sitting in a cesspool riddled in puddles of water.
Sponge bath.
No, under no circumstances.
Hello.
Yeah, do you just do sponge bath then?
Look, hang on. Whoa, you've just rang me now. It's in the middle of the night, all right? I've got to get up for work. Will you please go away?
If you answer my question, I'll
stop
calling. Man. Not in
what's
the talk.
His excuse about work? What's that have to do with his health problems?
What's it have to do with whether he takes a shower or a sponge bath, dude?
I mean, your hygiene, you know, your hygiene's important. It's a health issue.
Yeah, he needs to do a shower enema, man. Okay. Jose says, can't join RIC chat. The Rick chat has been shut down already. We're not on RIC anymore. We're on IRC now. Get it right. Nunu says, do UK porn, fuck the UK porn filter, call up his ass, Nunu.
What is that fucking obsession? I've been hearing this for a month and a half. We tried it, it didn't work, Nunu. Come on, man.
It's a stupid
idea. Send us some better material. It's not working.
I don't care about porn filter.
The people don't even know what we're talking about.
I don't care about God damn it.
He gets obsessed with these things. He won't quit, man. He'll start flooding the chat. Next thing you know, UK porn, UK porn.
At least until one is successful, he says. I have to do it until one is successful. They're never going to be successful. We're going to be here next year, and the porn filter is going to be, like, completely gone, and we're still going to be... No one's going to give a shit about the porn filter, and we're still going to be trying to get someone to answer. Okay.
My God. No, you send that one to KDK, man. He'll do it, okay? We don't need that one. It's done.
The problem is, if KDK is doing a show, you send him a number, he'll get to it, like, 3 hours later, after everyone's already tuned down and is bored. And it doesn't work out, and then he gets upset.
Well, Nunu always sends him to him first anyway, so I don't want the hell we're worrying about.
Yeah. UK Godfather, that last number didn't even ring, sir. What's the deal? Send numbers that ring, buddy. Here's the next one in his list. He sent a whole list of them. We also have plenty of requested pranks here that were uploaded by MPSA Cobra. I think they're remnants from the Lonesome, from the Brent Westwood show that we can try as well. I'm sure Lonesome will be here. Is he here already? Not yet. Haven't heard from him yet, but he'll join us shortly.
I better keep him on.
Yep. He's having romantic time right now. Romance.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Yes, I'm calling from BT. We're going to be placing a porn filter on your service, an adult filter. Yay, Nunu. Holy shit. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
What is this noise? That sounded like an organ at the end there. You heard it?
I know. That was weird, dude.
That'd be
the
awesome.
What was that?
At the end of every time you call the UK, at the end of every call, played an organ.
Hello?
Yeah, the porn filter. We're turning it on. You can't look at pee-pee anymore.
Who are you?
I'm from British Telephone Machine, BT.
Well, you've got the wrong number.
No, this is Harding.
Do you know what Mort is?
What the hell? It sounds like a funeral. God, it sounds like the inside of a B-2 bomber or something, man. What the hell is that?
Holy shit, dude. I was getting scared, man. I thought I was going into a trance.
Wow, man. That's trippy.
You play that was that, heavy, man.
You play that and blast it. Yeah. Panthers beat
the Ravens. We ought to record that and then go back later and then sample that, and then we'll use that at the end of all our calls.
Carolina Panthers beat the Ravens by 7 points, 34-27, the defending champion Ravens. Interesting. Huh. Oh. What's this world come into? Longtime collector wanting to purchase some comic book collections and comic book related toys. He'll buy any Marvel or DC title with 10, 12, 15, 20, and 25 cent cover prices from 1977 and older. All right. Including Batman, Incredible Hulk, Green Lantern, Amazing Spider-Man, Flash, X-Men, etc., etc. He's got a whole bunch of them. He's a fucking nerd. Anyway, Charles Bond here, who's looking to buy some old comic books. I'm going to tell him I've got them, but they're digital, you know? Yo, I got
tell him that you got the gay editions of them.
I got a thumb drive, yo. I got a thumb drive, yo. I got, like, all Supermans.
Tell him, Eddie.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, yo? This is Eddie Garcia. Yo, you's looking for, like, comic books?
Yeah, that's my husband's, Ab. He's already in the bed.
Oh, wake him up, man. I got all these Supermans.
Hang on just a second.
All right, honey.
Shit. Hello?
What's the hold up there, buddy? Were you sleeping?
No, not yet. Who are you, buddy?
Oh, this is Eddie, yo. What's up? I got in the wrong character when I started. Hello? What the fuck? He doesn't talk to Puerto Ricans, Milkman. You heard that? I wouldn't.
Damn, he don't like that at all, Eddie.
You have reached 357-319.
Uh-huh. Holy shit.
I don't talk to Puerto Ricans.
Now I blocked your number, Eddie.
Damn.
You have reached 357.
You're not racist.
No, not at all. So there was,
They don't sound racist at all. 357. We're not racist. They have a decent kit.
Yeah. Milkman, a tweet, Twitter update here from the girl we called about. She just tweeted a few moments ago, 20 minutes ago, quote, so apparently Uber NYC's version of having someone on their support team call me from their cell phone and call me a bitch. That's her words, not mine. I guess she meant is to call me from their cell phone and call me a bitch. Also,
she wants people to call her on her cell phone and call her a bitch, bot, man. That's what that's all about, shit.
7 minutes ago, then, she posted her latest, which says, what a disgusting abuse of personal info, and then to have the nerve to tell me I'm being slanderous. Facts are not slander, Milkman. That's just what she says. She is totally wrong about that. She really does think it's... How stupid is she? Yeah, a guy called and called her an asshole customer and a bitch.
Dude, this is brilliant, brilliant, man. The fifth column at work again.
All right, we'll call her back. Why not? She said she was going to call police machine, which makes me worried, you know? But whatever.
Well, then maybe better not. Just maybe better text her.
I do what I want, Milkman, okay?
That's right, Eddie.
I do what I want. Trying to find her number here. Did we call one? She yep. didn't. The one didn't answer, I don't think. All right, here it is.
Sick Eric Masterson on her.
No.
Hello, you've reached her. I'm unable to come to the phone right now. If you...
Not answering. We'll try one more time.
Hello, you've reached her. I'm unable...
No answer, Milkman.
What the hell kind of name is that, man? She shouldn't be have profanity on her.
Yeah, what
is
she,
box like
why did she get? Why did she get so upset when I said she was an asshole customer?
In the asshole, I heard it.
Yep. Know what I mean? Okay. Continuing on, moving right along with further prank calls here. Lonesome Loser is checking in the chat room. He just logged in.
Dead and I'm with it, man, baby.
Hey, buddy. And he sent in his first number for Taking Baked Pizza. Let's ask for some spaces, Milkman. Yeah, everyone loves spaces.
Yeah, man, it's the Machine Burger Spaces.
Machine Burger Spaces. Yeah, I wanted some Machine Burger Spaces, please.
Sorry?
Machine Burger Spaces.
We're a pizza place.
Yeah, do you have pizza? Do you have burgers also, or just pizza?
Just pizza.
I want pizza spaces, then.
Pizza what?
Spaces.
Well, can I ask what that is?
Spaces machine, the pizza machine comes out. You turn on the pizza machine and it goes in and you have pizza spaces.
No, we don't have those.
Space pizza?
No, we are take and bake.
You do shake and bake?
No, we're take and bake. So, like, we make the pizzas and then you take it home and cook it.
You really? I have to.
Yeah.
I have to cook it myself?
Yes.
And how many spaces does that take?
Like, the pieces?
How many spaces, yeah.
I'm not sure, because you cut it yourself, and it feeds, like, 3 to 4 people for a large, and...
Well, that's slices and pieces. I mean spaces, you know?
I'm not sure what you mean about spaces.
It occupies a space. All matter occupies a space and time, and, you know...
It takes up about 14 inches.
No, that's the size. Is there a man I can talk to that might understand?
Yeah, sorry. Let me see if my supervisor will understand.
It's not a woman, your supervisor, right? It's a man?
No, it's a woman.
That's a problem. Any man I can talk to? Because you women aren't going to understand. You're like animals, you know?
Michael, can you... we don't have any...
Yeah, put Michael on the phone. Shut up and put Michael on the phone.
Sorry,
I said, can you shut up, please? Okay, and can I talk to Michael? I was calling to talk to Michael. Shut up, please.
Is that your friend? What is
it? I'm Michael's friend.
Hang on.
I'm Michael's friend, and he told me to call you. Hello?
Hang on. Sorry.
No, I don't want to talk to him. Listen, I'm Michael's friend, and he's told me to call you to play a practical joke.
He's playing a practical joke.
On you. Michael told me to do it.
All right.
Hey, listen. Michael thinks you have a nice ass. You have a nice asshole, he said. You have a nice little asshole.
He just said that you told him to prank call me, and I have a nice asshole. Who is this?
That's Michael's friend. This is Artie. And he told me to call and tell her that Michael likes her, that Michael thinks she has a nice little ass.
Yeah, I think that you're faking it out.
No, seriously. How would I know about Michael, then? Tell me.
Because you are a teenage boy and you guys make prank jokes all the time.
Oh, don't tell my mom, okay?
Okay.
But Michael really told me to do that.
Yeah, well, I think you're lying.
I don't think I'm lying. I know I'm not lying, you little hussy.
Oh, wow, let's not get mean.
You little shit, you stupid woman that doesn't know how to drive a car.
I think you're a little high, honey.
Jealous. Jealous?
Nope.
I'm 15, and I have hundreds of dollars. I got all this.
I don't care.
I got bass. My caddy's got bass. I got the old caddy. He's got bass. I play Tupac. I drive down, and I play Tupac, and all the girls listen.
I don't care. I'm not interested.
I fuck all these broads. I put a mattress in the back of my caddy, and I call it the panty dropper.
Yeah, well, how about we be appropriate and not talk to people this way, okay?
Sex.
We need to be appropriate and grow up.
Labia, sex, clitoris, vagina, vaginal
opening. Okay, well, you have a good night and you enjoy your prank calls, okay?
Foreskin.
Hopefully you do not get a phone call from the police officers.
Penises, you know, ejaculation. Write it down. Get the ID number.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Please don't call back. I blocked the number anyway. You can't see it, so.
Well, it's okay, because we have tracking devices here, so we're not stupid.
I don't know what you're writing down, but you sure don't have my number, because I blocked it. It is *65, to block my number.
Oh, well, that's good, because we can get around it.
Sure you can. I'm sure the pizza machine has all the connections to get around it, because they're a secret facility, like a FBI building, right? That's right up there with FBI building, military complex, White House, pizza place. Yeah, they got the way. They get around. They got tracer. What's your model? Do you have a Toshiba tracer?
What?
Huh? I've got an Adaptec reverse tracer, so it blocks your traces. Yellow. We're on mute now, Milkman. Milkman, we're on mute, buddy. We'll keep them on the
line.
We'll keep them on, and we'll call someone else.
Hello?
Hey, stupid, how are you?
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing, stupid? Good evening. I'm calling from British Telephone and the porno filter. She's gone. Worst idea ever, Nunu. Pizza place, you're going to say something? What's going on? You got us on speakerphone there. We can hear you in the background walking around. It'll be stupid. Whatever. All right, I'll keep going. Lonesome Loser sending in a number here for pizza. Pizza. Look, if you're going to listen, at least say something. Don't be rude. I hear you got the phone in your hand, you stupid. It's probably that woman. Well, that place is a shit. Effies, are you going to talk, please? You're just going to sit there and keep listening? Okay, stupid. We're going to call someone else, a different pizza place in town, because you're a shit. Yeah, is that Noble Roman's Pizza?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Do we have it?
Are you Noble Roman's Pizza, big guy?
Yeah, we have it here, yeah.
Hey, you know that Puffy's place, Puffy's Take and Bake Pizza?
Uh-huh.
They're a shit. They're so mean to me and rude.
Really?
Yeah, have you ever been there before?
Not for a long time, no.
They make you cook the pizza and everything, and they call me an asshole because I didn't know that about the pizza. He called me an asshole.
No way.
Yeah. So, do you have the pizza that you take home and you bake it yourself, or you make it for you?
Oh, we make it for you.
See, that's the way to do it, right? That's like, that's been the way to do it, you know, ever since forever.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's you pay, I pay, so that you can make it nice and hot and crispy, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's bullshit. Hey, you like bowling?
Do I like bowling?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I like to smoke cigarettes in the bowling alley. Do they let you do that anymore? I don't think so, right?
No, we don't.
That sucks, man.
I know. Sorry,
I used to smoke cigarettes in the bowling alley when I was a teenager. I used to smoke cigarettes in the bowling alley. I played Mortal Kombat. Yeah, I'd be playing Mortal Kombat, Virtual Fighter, Virtual Cop, Super Street Fighter, you know?
Good games.
Mortal Kombat 2, Mortal Kombat 3, Killer Instinct. Remember them games back in the day, back in the bro bowling?
Yeah. Good games, dude.
Hell yeah, man. You know, Capcom versus Street Fighter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was good stuff, man. I mean, no, Marvel versus Street Fighter. All right. Capcom and Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Hey, you take care, man.
Hi, you too.
All right, man. Peace.
Hi.
Peace.
Hi, later.
Peace on the streets.
Hi, later.
Yeah.
Dude.
All right, whatever. All right, I'm going to take a break because talking about food has me thinking about my...
Yo, what up, cornbread?
Has me thinking about my piece of chicken that I got left over. I'm going to go eat that, motherfucker, and we're going to play some about two prank calls here real
roasted
quick.
Mashed potato sandwich.
Yes.
On the side.
You never stop talking about that. B-Penis DVD, which I talked about earlier. I will play that first, and then we're going to go into some tradio calls here, and I'll be right back. Give me about 5 minutes, please. I need to take a mandatory station break. B-Penis DVD, just a moment.
Hey, buddy, how are you? I see you got some DVDs for sale for kids, kid DVDs. What?
Hold on.
All right, stupid.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, sweetie, honey, baby?
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, so you're good or thank you? What do you mean? Hi.
I'm doing well, thank you. What's
stupid. Do you have some DVDs for sale, the cartoons?
Yes. Yes.
All right, yeah. I see some of the titles here are very rare. It's good titles. I like to go through the cartoons because the artists, they like to sneak in little pornography things, like little frames that have dirty pictures and stuff like that in the cartoons sometimes. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm looking at the one here. It's called Mickey. What's it called? Mickey. Oh, boy. Mickey LaBelle?
This one is in French.
Yeah, well, I'm looking online, and there's two scenes here where if you pause it at the right time, you can see the bee's penis showing. They snuck it in there, like a little scene, like really quick. If you pause it, these are DVDs, right? They're digital. They're not VHS. All right, can you put the DVD in, and I'll tell you where to pause it at? And this is the version that has the penis in it, then I want to offer you about $50 for it.
I don't know. I bought it from friends, but by the way, it's a DVD. You want it or you don't want it?
I'll pay you $50 just for this one here, you see? But if you can put it in the DVD player, and I'll tell you where to pause it at. You need to pause it at 13 minutes and 12 seconds. And the French man who drew the cartoons, he put one scene where you can see a big penis inside, that the bee has a big penis. No, it was the person who drew the cartoon was perverted. He was a perverted Frenchman who was smoking a cigarette, and he thought it'd be a funny idea to put a draw penis in for one little frame. And because of that, this is a very rare item. It's very famous.
Okay, let me check. I'll call you back. I have your phone number.
He did it because he wanted to make all the French children, all the French boys turn into gays, homosexuals. So he snuck in, like, penises and stuff in his cartoons all the time. You understand? Status?
No. She's going to call us back. And she hung up.
Yeah, she's going to check and call back.
Yeah, she's looking for the penis right now.
Yeah. She's going to go masturbate to the bee penis.
Little bee penis.
Well, hi, folks, and a very pleasant Tuesday. Welcome to Tradio, where we buy, sell, trade, and give away on a non-commercial basis. Let's wheel and deal, and caller number one, welcome to the Tradio Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. I hope you are.
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. My name is Jack Devaney, and I inherited this from my great-great-grandfather. It was from WW2. It's a jar containing several gold teeth from Auschwitz. Mm-hmm. I don't have the value of the gold teeth. I know it was picked out of one of the prisons in the camps, and it's about 7-8 teeth, about 11 ounces of gold Jewish teeth from Auschwitz.
Okay.
And it's authentic. Comes with a certificate of authenticity. There's a picture of my great-grandfather in front of the camps holding the jar.
Okay.
I figured we'd get maybe $75 to $100 for it.
Okay.
My uncle also used to work in a medical lab. It's a used urine cup from Milton Berle, and it comes with a certificate of authenticity, and it still has some used urine left in the cup, and we want $1,500 for that.
Okay, sir, how can we reach you, please?
You can reach me on my work line, 516-922-WINE, W-I-N-E. I'm in the liquor business.
Okay, thank you for your call. Okay, call number five, welcome to the Tradio Show.
Hi, good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hi, how you doing today?
Doing well, what can I do for you?
Well, I got three items to sell.
Okay.
My grandson, hold on one second, I wrote him down here. My grandson he's selling a motorcycle. Hello?
Yes.
Hi, hold on, I got him written down here, I'm sorry. He's selling a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find what year it is here. Hold on. Yeah.
2738, if you'd like to be on the Tradio call today. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, hi, I'm sorry. It's a motorcycle.
Okay.
For my grandson.
Okay.
I'm looking and scrambling here for the year. I'm sorry, my place is a mess.
Okay, you want to call us back when you get all your information?
Oh, here it is.
Okay.
1973.
All right, good. Okay.
Motorcycle.
All right, what else do you
want
for it?
200. And I got a hair dryer.
Okay.
That I want to sell.
Okay.
And hold on, I got the box over here with all the information. Hold on. Westinghouse.
Okay, sir.
And hold on. I'm looking for the.
All right, 27. Excuse me, sir. 27. If you'd like to be on the Tradio Show today, go ahead, sir. And what was your third item, please?
The third item?
Uh huh.
I got a walker that I used to use.
Okay.
And I don't need to use it anymore. I got an operation. And
okay, how can we reach you today, sir?
I'm sorry, this is the part with it, but it's a brand name walker, I guess.
Okay, we'll be back after the break with more of your Tradio.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome into Tradio. That is, if you have anything you like to buy, sell, trade, or just simply...
Yeah, guys, Tradio. Let's play one more random Tradio call, just because I feel like listening to it.
It's a dirty joke that I have to...
What does it say?
I'm not going to repeat it.
Is it ugly?
It's probably written.
I told him after he said it, I was like, what the hell, you got it all wrong, but it was funny.
I did just have feelings.
I'm Paula Vinay, again filling in for the vacationing Paul Oates. Good morning, you're on to radio.
Paul, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Hi, what are you up to, Paul? How was your weekend? Paul?
We're going to squeeze in one quick phone call. Good morning, it's you.
Good morning. Five-piece drum set from Yamaha. I'm going to take $150 with that. Doesn't include the hardware.
Drum set for $150? Okay.
Five-piece drum set from Yamaha. I have some other instruments. I have one rusty trombone by Blumpkin Incorporated, a Cleveland Steamworker by...
And that's going to do it for Tradio today. Thank you for listening. Right. And we'll be back with more of your phone calls tomorrow.
Well, and,
Tradio. All right, good one. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Wasn't your best, but yeah. I liked it.
We're working hard back then. It is a fun room. You're right.
Give us a call and tell us what you like to eat for breakfast, and maybe you'll win.
Yeah, we ought to run our contests like that. Our contests are too hard.
I just realized that. Our games are too tough. We have to do stuff.
Yeah, but you give away a lot better prizes than breakfast.
Right. All right. Well, thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing that, and we hope Sal feels better.
All right. I am back. And more prank calls here on Madhouse Radio. Thank you. Milkman is here. Good audio finally for a change. Good.
Oh.
About time.
Irachito. Hey, man, what the heck's happened to Jack Masterson? I've been missing him, and I just wondering how he's doing these days.
He's got health problems, man.
Oh, man, I think we ought to bring him out and dust him off. I think he'll bring him back to life, dude. I think it's a cure him.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a look at Request a Prank here real quick, see what we got cooking over there right now. All right, we got quite a few of them, actually. Starting off here with Big Ken, who sent in a number for three ladies. 19, 19, and 21 is their ages. Looking for a roommate to share one of the rooms. They mentioned dance parties that they want to have there also. Dance party, yeah. This is my dance party song, anyway. If I had a dance party at my house, I'd play this on a loop. We all dance. Fire, fire, fire. Look, man, you'd be there, too. I'd invite you. You could come and dance to the song.
Oh, yeah.
I'd pay good money to see you dance in Milkman. Really, I would. I'd love to see that. Oh. Hey, yeah, you're looking for roommates for dance parties?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey. I like dance. Yeah, I like to dance. Look at the girls dancing, and I dance, too. I
have this, what?
Have you ever heard that song, Fire? It's like, fire, you dance.
Right. Yeah. Fire, hey, can I give you a call back?
No, sorry, you're not.
I'm kind of in the middle.
You're not going to call back.
Can I give you a call back? I'm in the middle of something.
Are you really going to call back?
Like, tomorrow. I should go. Would that be cool?
Are you fucking? What are you doing?
All right. Thanks. I'll give you a call tomorrow. All right. Bye.
I didn't say that. I don't want to talk to her anymore. She sounds cunty. Oh, my God. I don't want to talk to her. Alright. Accurate age. Okay. Ghost sent in a requested prank also. There's a few from Ken, I think. No, just one. Or no, there's more. But Ghost sent in Brianna, asked her to do an interview for a newspaper, asked some silly questions about anything. Okay. Is she expecting a call from a newspaper? I don't understand. All right, whatever. We'll call Big Brianna here and see what's up with her. Maybe there's something to this. Brianna of yours.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, honey?
Who is this?
Is this Brianna?
Who?
Is this Brianna? Am I talking to Brianna?
No.
Oh, where's Brianna at?
I don't know. Who is this?
This is Eddie. I want to talk to Brianna.
Who's Eddie?
Oh, I was behind you in the car the other day, and then I went to the DMV, and you pay $5, and you can find out the license plate, who it is, and the number and all that, so I thought I'd give you a call and say, what's up?
Thank you. That's a long number, weirdo.
No, it was Brianna, right? It's in here in the paper. I printed it out. Everything online. You pay $5.
You're such a liar.
Please talk to me.
Oh, no. Thank you. I only have a car.
You don't have a car? You have a bicycle?
Nice. No.
Oh, what do? You just suck dick to get rides?
Pretty much.
You suck dicks. Okay. Cool, Brianna. Bye.
Pronouncing my name wrong, but I mean it's whatever.
Brianna? Huh. Is it Brian A?
Are you, like, retarded?
No. I have epilepsy, though. I get epileptic things, yeah. And then after I have an epileptic seizure, I kind of am slow for a few days.
Who is this?
This is Eddie.
Who's Eddie?
Eddie. I am Eddie.
You're a liar.
All right. I was just trying to holler at you, but whatever.
I mean, the way you say it.
So how do you say your name then? Brianna?
No.
Brianna? What do you say?
Yeah.
Brianna? Oh, wow. That's cool. How old are you? You're like 19 or something, right?
50.
You're 50? Wow. Hey, Milkman, she's 50. She's for you. I got an old man on here also. His name is Milkman. He likes tits.
What are you talking about?
He likes tits. Milkman likes tits. You know Milkman? He's my friend Milkman. Yeah, he likes tits.
Who?
Milkman. He's on here right now. He's listening. He doesn't want to talk because he's nervous. He likes you.
Who's Wolfman?
Milkman. We call him Milkman. I don't even know what his real name is. He's just the Milkman because he likes tits so much. We call him the Milkman. I'm calling him real quick. I'm going to put him on.
Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Yeah, I've got Brianna here on the phone with me. And she wants to come down there, she said, and she's going to suck dicks inside the theater.
Okay, say that again, sir. I'm sorry.
I got Brianna on the phone with me, and she said she was down there, and she was sucking a dick or something. And I wanted to make sure if it happened or not because I'm her boyfriend. And if she
sir, I don't know what to tell you.
Did someone get in trouble there for having sex there?
I don't know, sir. You need to speak to a manager. Let me put you on hold for one moment.
All right, honey. Hey, you see, you're in big trouble, Brianna.
Okay, well, I'm not hanging up now.
No,
so
don't
bye.
Go. This is about you. Don't go. This is about you.
Brian A.
Brian A.
Brian A.
She stayed on for that.
Brian A.
This is Carly. How may I help you?
Hey, Carlos. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Hey, my name is Carlos, too. That's really cool. That's cool. Do you know Brianna? Was she a girl named Brianna was there, and she got caught with another boy, like, giving him a special kiss? She's my girlfriend. Did that really happen? Because if so, I'm going to so break up with her and tell everyone at school on Monday.
Okay. I don't know about any special kisses or anything?
That anyone was like, you know, a blowjob, you know, was that going on there and someone got caught and kicked out?
I have not heard anything like that, sir.
When was the last time that happened? Has it been a while?
I have not caught anyone giving anyone a blowjob here.
Oh, wow. Really?
Really.
So you've got like a policy where it's cool to do that kind of thing, I guess, or?
No, we do not have a policy.
But yeah, I got news for you. People are getting hand jobs and blowjobs all the time there.
Okay, we'll make sure it's not happening.
Like, what you do is you go to a movie that not a lot of people are watching, and you go like, in a matinee, and then you sit in the back so no one sees you, you know? And you start out the movie, and you put your hand on her lap, you know, and you just go from there.
Sir, I don't need any details.
I got the moves. I know how to do it, yeah. And the whole popcorn, you know, people say you put a hole in the bottom of popcorn. That's stupid. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. You get popcorn all over the place. It feels good, though. It's warm. Warm, nice, warm popcorn.
Okay.
It's like a popcorn.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't really help you with anything because I haven't heard any people getting caught. If you need any information, like, about movie times or anything, I'm more than willing to help you, but unfortunately, I don't know anything.
Yeah?
So what
you got coming out Friday? What's coming? What's the big one this week?
We've got Your Next and this and Blue Jasmine.
Those all suck, right? I guess summer movies are over, huh?
Summer movies are pretty much over, yes.
That sucks, man. Yeah. So, yeah, now is a good time so I can come down there and get a hand job, you know, from a girl because not a lot of people, up until like Thanksgiving, not a lot of people coming in, right? Would you say that's the best time to come down because it's slow season?
I would not recommend coming into the theater to get a hand job at all, sir.
When is the slow season there?
We're never really that slow. We're actually the busiest theater in the area.
Yeah, but there's a point where it's slower than normal, right?
During the week, anytime.
During the week, so
I'm not going to tell you to come here and get a blowjob or a handjob, so I need you to not come in and do that.
I just want to come in when it's not a lot of people there. That's all. With my girlfriend. So you said during the week, anytime, like as early. When are your earliest showings? Do you have any like 11 o'clock ones?
No, we don't. We open around 11.
Around 11? All right. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Right around lunchtime, you know? A little bit. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the information. We're going to stop by probably next week.
All right.
All right. I'll see you there.
Okay.
Bye. All right. There you go. That's the lowdown on the blowjobs and handjobs in the movie theater, Milkman.
Not with the blowjobs, man, but I think she'd get worked up thinking about it, man.
She actually said blowjobs. That was pretty hot when she said that. Okay, guys. Another prank call here. Lonesome sending in five guys. Might have talked to one recently, right? About all-you-can-eat french fries or something? I had to pull that one out of my ass. We'll see how this does. That's a cover of an AC/DC song.
Five guys.
Hey man. You guys have the Coca-Cola freestyle machine there?
The what?
Do you have a Coca-Cola freestyle machine?
A freestyle machine?
Yeah, man.
No, we don't have a freestyle machine here.
Do you know what that is? Are you a man or a woman?
I'm a man.
Oh, is there a different man I can talk to?
I'm the one in charge.
Straight man. You're the one in charge. Okay. You don't know with a free... You don't have, like, a Coke machine that you can do a touch screen and you got all this shit on it? All this shit to drink?
Yeah, I got a Coke machine.
Yeah, but how much shit do you have to drink? How many different ones?
We have like 16 spouts.
Yeah, 15.
16.
16? That's a lot. Yeah, but you know, the freestyle machine has like over 100 combinations you can make.
Yeah, we don't have any of those machines.
Why not? I was in Philly and they had one like that though. Why?
Yeah, they don't have any. I don't think they have any of those fountain machines in Utah. Actually, I think those are all over east in Virginia.
Wow! Do you have the burger machine?
The what?
Hamburger machine.
We don't have a hamburger machine. We cook everything ourselves.
Do you have hamburger spaces?
What do you mean?
How many spaces are on a hamburger?
Spaces.
Yeah, how many spaces go in the bag?
I don't think I understand your question.
I want to make sure your sister washes her hands before she gives me a hand job so I don't get chili on my pee-pee.
We don't have any chili.
Okay, cool. All right, awesome. Thank you. We don't have any chili.
He was into the hand job with the spaces sister, though.
Yeah, we don't have any
chili. That guy's curious.
He's just like, oh, that was his way out of that one. Oh, well, we don't have any chili. Never mind the fact that I asked for a hand job from his sister. He was like, well, we don't have any chili. I guess we can't do that for you. So, yeah.
Good gracious.
That's the best I could do with a burger joint. I'm not feeling burger joints right now. You know?
Well, send in Jack next time, dude. Get out, talk to Mr. Magic Marker there, Highlighter, and then see what he can pull out, man.
I don't like that at all. I don't like that
anymore. He's getting dusty, man. He's getting dusty.
I don't like Jack Masterson. It's boring.
What happened to you and Jack, man? Jack with you and Jack used to get along pretty good.
Helped
a lot, man.
There's a hooker on Backpage.
And, you know.
We're supposed to tell her we're a slave owner. We have a slave owner fetish. And I want to dress her up like Uncle Sanders and make her beg for chicken. What? She happens to be black, it says here in the Backpage app. Aren't all these cops anyway? I don't know. All right, we'll try it. What the hell? Milkman, we're going to call a black hooker and tell her that.
Nautica,
yep. And we're going to tell her that we have a fetish. A slave fetish, and we want her to beg for chicken. Awesome.
There you go, man. Tell you give her watermelon for dessert.
Milkman, don't say that. What's she going to say? Oh, Massa, please. I want you to say, Massa, please give me some chickens.
Sambo.
You ever dress like Sambo, right? Yeah.
They got a restaurant called Sambo's, man. You know that?
Not anymore. You had a dog named Sambo, you racist fag. I'm sorry.
Well, it was my dad's idea, man. He was a good dog.
Your dad was racist.
Yep, it was a good dog. Sambo was a good kid, man.
He had a half Japanese kid, but
he was a good dog, man. Sambo.
Sambo. Hello.
Yes. Hello. I was calling because I have, you know, a fetish. I was wondering if you'd be able to help out with that.
What's your fetish?
I have a slave owner fetish.
A slave owner fetish?
Yeah, like, I wanted to dress you up like Colonel Sanders and, like, maybe have, like, a rope around your neck.
Huh?
Maybe I'd like to have, like, a rope around your neck. And then you could.
Like, I don't like this. I have a
fake whip. I can whip you. Want it doesn't hurt. It's a Nerf whip.
Yeah, you can whip me, but I won't let you put anything around my neck.
Oh, can we pretend your hands are like? Can you just put your hands together like they're bound, but they're not? You know what I mean? Like hold them together.
Yes,
okay. Like I'll come in. Yeah, yeah. I'll come in and like look here, Mizzy. I'm gonna have my way with you. I'm the slave owner, and you're gonna be like, "No, master, please, no, no." You know?
Yeah.
Can you say, "Master, please give me some chicken"? Can you say that?
Huh?
Can you say, "Master, please give me some chickens"?
Some chicken?
Chickens with an S at the end. Master, please give me some chickens.
Some chickens?
Yes. The chicken was the deal breaker. Milkman had it been, I don't know.
I think if you just said cock instead.
Master, can you please give me some chickens? Okay. All right, the animal. The Danimal sent that in. Danimal, big Danimal. All right. Good deal. That's probably a cop we talked to, but fun. Bob has a 1996 collector's edition Corvette. Tell him you're interested and give him the runaround. This is from Big Porch Monkey. Okay, Porch Monkey. Didn't we have a problem with Porch Monkey's calls, request to pranks last time around? I don't know, Porch Monkey. I think you did something recently.
Bonehead numbers, weren't they?
Or I think they were good. I don't know. I think, no, yeah, he sent in one that I presume was going to be a bonehead number, and it was actually good. I think that's what happened.
Okay. All right, then.
Nunu begging me to, hey, how are you, honey? How you doing? Hello? Is Bob there? Damn it.
Sure, hold on.
All right, damn it.
Hello?
Bob, how you doing there? Damn it.
What do you mean?
How are you? Damn it. How you doing? God damn it. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, you got that 96 collector's Corvette piece of shit?
Yeah,
I wanted to fucking see if I could buy that shit off of you. How much you're asking for that motherfucking shit?
$10,000.
$10,000 for that motherfucker? Good deal. And you got a good record on it? Like, did you get oil? Did you change the oils yourself, motherfucker?
Yeah, everything's perfect.
God damn it. Hell yeah, motherfucker. What kind of, does it make any noise out of the shit?
No. Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from my cell phone. I'm here in Bloomfield. I'm new in town. I need a fucking car, god damn it, you know?
Yeah.
I need a goddamn fucking car, so I wanted to come pick that shit up from you, see if it's any good. You let me test drive that son of a bitch?
You can test drive it with me.
Yeah, you get in the car with me, you get in the seat next to me, motherfucker, and we drive around and shit. I put that motherfucker up, you know? Is the governor, you take the governor out of that motherfucker, or what's it got going on as far as governor?
It's got a switch on it.
You could turn off the governor, motherfucker?
Right.
Fuck yeah, so I could put that switch down and take a nice, open it up right on the road, man. What's the highest you ever open up that motherfucker on the highway? What's the fastest you ever gone?
I don't go that fast. You ever maybe 90.
You ever go 110? You ever open her up?
No, never? No.
I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to open that motherfucker up to like 110, see how it handles it, you know? You think she'll handle it? You think that bitch will handle it all right?
I know it will.
Fuck yeah, right?
Right.
All
right,
so we'll take a ride. You sit down next to me, you know, and I'll put my hand on your lap. We'll play chicken, you know?
Yeah.
I'll put my hand on the lap and I rub your leg.
Why don't you call back this weekend?
Yeah, I'll rub your leg, you know, and it'll make you nice and hard down there.
Yeah, all right.
Make your member hard, and I'll grab it through your pants. Yeah. All right. Yeah, gay call. We'll call him back, right, Milkman? Why not?
I think he was sounding pretty hot, dude. I think he's waiting for you to call him right back.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, I guess we got cut off. Hey, I'm in bed, man.
Oh, well, are you jerking off?
Yeah, right.
What about your wife? What's she doing?
Hey, why don't you call back another time, huh?
How your wife? She has nice tits? Dude. Yeah, I guess we got cut off.
It must be a dude, man. She ain't got no tits. What's your last name? What's his name?
I don't know. Anonymous.
Annie?
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Mm-hmm. Please leave a message after the tone.
Back it.
Too late.
That wasn't a real one.
No, that was an answer machine. I might have been able to. I never can. You know, I never can get it right. Let's move on here. What time is it? 11:30. That's still pretty early. I had a feeling. Well, I started just about right on time today. Maybe that's why.
Hey.
See how much longer I can go. I'm starting to get bored. All right, the UK.
Let's do some restaurant calls, man. Let's do some restaurant calls. We haven't done any for a while.
You know, some Indian calls. Motherfucker.
Yeah, do one or two of those. Always gets pretty spicy. I mean, yeah, you gotta test out at least once in another language.
Okay. Here are some Indians.
Too, man.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Is this the Patel?
Yeah, speaking.
Yeah, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen, I have to say that you people smell really bad, okay? I don't know if it's the things you eat. That was their house I was calling. Shit, damn it.
Man, if you would have lost that one, I don't know, maybe you could probably redial quickly.
Fire. Hello? Patel. Dr. Patel. How do you do, Dr. Patel? Not well, Milkman. Not well at all.
I don't know, man. She seems to smell all right, though.
Brad.
She didn't really have any reason to disconnect. She seems to smell all right, dude.
Yeah, I guess so. I want to check to see if this lady on Twitter who was complaining about Uber. I want to pull up. Her Twitter account, see if she's tweeted anything else in the last hour.
Twitter.
Yeah, dude, my computer is freezing up, man. Holy shit. It's turning into a piece of shit here.
You need to reformat, reimage. I finally reimaged mine, dude. It made a big improvement.
I reimaged this one a while ago. Well, not a while ago. Not too long ago, rather. Spice of Life Indian restaurant. Let's give that a shot, yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Fire. This is in Australia. Always a fun time.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Oh, good. How are you, man? Hey, do you have any women that work there?
Sorry?
Do you have women working there?
No.
You only have men?
Yep.
No women at all? Can you call your sister? You know? You call her? Don't hang up. Oh, come on. That was bad. That was bad on my end. That was a bad idea. Dude, I don't know. This computer's freezing up, man.
Huh.
Okay. Here's a vegetarian food place for Indians. Indians who are just vegetarians. Excellent. Let's try it. Milkman, what's your status? How do I sound there? I sound all right? Right microphone and all that shit? Yeah? Great. Great, Milkman. Great. Moving right along. Annapolis Home Catering. Indian food. All right. Let's try it. Now we lost Milkman. Milkman dropped out. I will recall him while I call this Annapolis home catering thing.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm calling to make an order, but I had a question first, please.
Pardon?
When you do the Indian catering food...
Yes, I do.
Do you provide staff to give services out also, the food?
No, this is home catering, so I'm the only one who's doing, and you need any outdoor services, I would be coming personally to do it.
Okay, so you can come, and I want to make sure that you wash your hands, you know?
Mena, who's calling?
This is Eddie.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
From the store. I wanted to make the office. I wanted to make sure that you wash your hands before you give the hand jobs when you come down.
Oh, okay, okay.
So you don't get hot chili pepper on my penis, you know? You understand?
Hello?
Because that could burn. That could burn, you know? It burns. Yeah. You know how mm-hmm. hot the chili powder, it burns when you touch your private parts, you know?
What nonsense are you talking?
Well, I want to make sure you wash your hands when you come to do the catering. So that if you touch anyone's private parts, yeah. What nonsense are you talking? I don't know, lady. I don't know what nonsense I'm talking.
Hi, you reached Raja and Lata. You know the way.
Hello.
Hi, you're Spanish in our home catering.
Stupid.
We're not going to take your call right now. Please leave a short message.
Yeah, I can't ever get into those anymore, Milkman. Milkman's back. Good. The shit's going down, man, with this lady. She's posting a lot on Twitter. She's still going. Damn. She is quite the upset milkman. I don't know. Maybe this was a mistake.
You might need to call her back.
Call her back. I want. She has her own website, dude. What does she do?
Cool.
Let me look at her website. Hang on.
Maybe she needs a porno filter for that.
Yeah, maybe, right? Maybe it's, you think it's one of those, a dirty website, milkman?
Could be, dude.
Could be.
She might be having a damn...
Yeah.
Drive around between her crotch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She says the really scary shit is that some employee just went and got my phone number and felt it was okay to call me, apparently. That's what she's saying.
You ought to tell her next time that she's trying to get you in trouble, and she better cut that shit out, that you're the dude, right?
She also says that she's been up since 4 o'clock in the morning, and this isn't what she needs to be dealing with at this time of night.
She's been doing lines of meth all night, man.
Not my problem, milkman. Not yours either, right? It's her problem. Okay. Let's continue going on.
I think she needs to do another line of meth, and you should call up and defend your driving abilities.
She just needs to take it easy, little lady. John Bruins. John Bruins here in the UK, giving him a call. Yeah. And again, thanks to Brad for sending in that Twitter complainer. Worked out great. Good time.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, honey? Is John Bruin there? John Bruins? No. I'll try him again.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Girl, baby food. Gross.
Your call cannot be taken at the moment.
Oh, well. Moving right along. John Drummond in the UK.
That opera sounds saucy anyway.
Yep. In a moment, I'm going to look up MPSA Cobra's numbers, those submissions, and see what we can do there. John Drummond.
Yes?
Yes. Why did it take so long for you to answer, to reply?
Who is it?
Were you sleeping?
Who is that?
This is Eddie.
Eddie who?
Eddie Cross. Why did it take you so long to reply when you picked up the phone? Well, it took so long. Hey, listen. Listen, you little monkey. Are you listening to me? Man, you know they put lemon juice or vinegar and mayonnaise to give it some acidity? It's a trick on your taste buds. It's a trick. All right, you stay there, sir. You stay on the line. We're going to call the Ku Klux Klan, all right? You ever heard of them? They're a racist organization here in the United States. The other day I was thinking, how come the Ku Klux Klan hasn't moved over to the UK? They haven't jumped the pond. You think they would have by now? They accept Italians, milkman. They should accept British people.
Maybe they have a good dental plan.
Okay, gotcha. Is that what it is? The Klan has...
Thank you for calling the Traditionalist American Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. We are unapologetically committed to the interests and values of the white race. We are determined to maintain and enrich our cultural and racial heritage. White people will simply not buy the equality propaganda anymore and have begun to doubt some of the anti-Klan hysteria that they have been fed in school and from TV and movies. The Traditionalist American Knights of the Ku Klux Klan is simply a movement of white people for the highest standards of Western Christian civilization. If you would like an information packet sent to you, press 1. For media inquiries, press 2. If you would like a representative of TAK to call you back, press 3. To check the status of...
Thank you for calling media inquiries. We are currently closed. At the tone...
We're currently closed.
Well, you were saying something else, though. You had another option.
You could leave a message for a callback.
We had another option after leaving a message. You started to say something. Follow up your inquiry or something.
Quiet. Right, he hung up. The UK guy finally hung up.
He hit out on somebody.
The UK guy finally hung up. Let me call him. I like just keeping him on the line now. Fuck it. Hello, old man. Hey, did you hear that message? Did you hear it? I should call people and just play that message from the clan. Like it's some kind of telemarketer call.
Exactly, that's cool.
The traditional American Knights of the Ku Klux Klan is committed to you in the white race. The white man will not
apologetically serve the white race.
We will not stand any longer for media portrayals of the white race and gender. What is it, equality? What the fuck? Okay, yeah.
Gender biased equality
and racial equality. Oh, man. Yeah, pretty professional sounding guy too, that gentleman. Okay, let me open up Dropbox and take a look at this Word doc that's been
uploaded. Call it back one more time and let it play all the way through, man. And that way we could use it later.
You can grab the audio, right? Okay, all right. Well, you stay quiet also. You mute so that we have good audio. Here we go. Wake up, white people.
From Mark.
Thank you for calling the Traditionalist American Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. We are unapologetically committed to the interests and values of the white race. We are determined to maintain and enrich our cultural and racial heritage. White people will simply not buy the equality propaganda anymore and have begun to doubt some of the anti-Klan hysteria that they have been fed in school and from TV and movies. The Traditionalist American Knights of the Ku Klux Klan is simply a movement of white people for the highest standards of Western Christian civilization. If you would like an information packet sent to you, press 1. For media inquiries, press 2. If you would like a representative of the TAK to call you back, press 3. To check the status of your application, press 4.
Status of your application?
Thank you for calling. Call back. Please hold for the next available agent. All of our agents are busy helping other customers. At the tone, please record.
Man, I'm going to go through the trouble leaving a voicemail. Fuck. Okay, well, there you go.
Damn, that was pretty hardcore, man.
Hardcore, man. Hardcore to the brain. Okay, well. Baz was calling in. Let's connect him here. Big Baz. A very interesting avatar Baz has on here now. Wow. Hey, Baz.
Hey, what's up?
Explain your picture. Is an old man reading a Playboy?
No, it's an old bonchued woman reading a Playboy.
Ew, really? That's a bonchued woman? Yeah. Okay. An Indian. Oh, it is an Indian woman. Look at that. Yeah. Oh, I wonder what she's doing that for. That's weird.
No, she's curious.
She's curious, yeah. She wants to see a little bit of hair pie. Okay, yeah.
Just look in the mirror.
Indeed. Looks like she had white hairs, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Big Ken Kniff is here.
You know, I accidentally tabbed out of the chat room. Now I can't get back in.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Dr. Kniff is here.
You'll get back in. Keep trying. Well, I'm working on it, guys. I know.
I know.
It's bullshit.
I think we should prank that IRC guy.
Should call him at least and ask him on the air, hey, man, you know, we all want to know. What the fuck is up, man? Work with us.
Indeed.
Work with us, indeed. I'll be honest with you. I was thinking about wrapping up the show early tonight, so you guys are just in time. You guys are just in time to bring it up, you know, step it up a notch. Can you send in any more numbers?
Yes. Actually, I had about 2 or 3 more, and then I just sent in a couple more.
Well, I'm having a browser problem here, or a Gmail problem. I don't know what's going on. Can you just put those here in Skype chat for the time being?
I don't have them anymore. I put them in through the the request.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Zyklon is here. Hey, Zyklon. What's up, man?
Hey, Zyklon.
Hey, man. One quick question, though, related to draft. Can we please move it to 11 on Friday?
Yeah, that's fine with me, I guess. 11 p.m.
Yeah, because 11 I can definitely make it.
I'll have to try to do the draft during the fucking Jihad show.
Oh, yeah, we might as well. Actually, we call it a Jihad show occasionally on what the draft results are.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll get a kick out of that. I don't think Jihad wants to hear that shit. Well, yeah, we can, I guess. Yeah, I'll check with everyone. I think just about everyone has checked in with me. I guess we're going to do a 12-team league again instead of 10.
Who are we going to get for the Richie slot?
Baz, did you say you wanted a slot? I think you were the first person to ask for one. So, was that you, Baz?
Yeah.
I guess Baz. Baz, send me whatever email you want me to send your invite to, and I'll get that out to you. And
okay.
You can get it. Have you ever played fantasy football before, or is this your first time?
I haven't. You're breaking up pretty bad right now.
Same on my end.
I'm having a lot of connection issues tonight. I don't know what's going on.
I submitted a request to prank. You might find it pretty funny.
Stupid people. All right, so how's my quality now? Baz, what do you think? How do I sound there, big guy?
You sound awesome.
Sex. Okay. Nation of Islam, Oakland headquarters. Here we go, man. Let's do it. Nation of Islam.
Oakland headquarters? Oh, shit.
Oakland.
Oh, that's hardcore.
Oakland, that's the part of town you don't drive into, right?
Fuck, I drove here for a long time, man. Yeah, know where you're going to.
MC Hammer Shan. From there. MC Hammer's from there.
You know what the hell you going, Shan?
Hey, boy.
You have reached the voicemail box, Oz.
Oh, man. Come on, brother.
Must be busy.
I ain't gonna answer this time. Here's a different one. This is the Chicago Center, which, if I know correctly, I think this is like the major one. This is the one that Farrakhan preaches out of. I don't think Farrakhan's Nation of Islam anymore, though. I think he started his own thing, right? Or is he still NOI?
I don't know.
I could have sworn he broke from the Nation. He does his own thing now. Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Alaikum salam.
Hey, man, so the Farrakhan, did he leave the Nation and start his own thing, or is he still out of here, you know?
I don't understand what your question is. What do you mean?
You know Minister Farrakhan?
Yes.
Did he leave the NOI? Did he leave the Nation and start his own thing, or is he still with the organization, damn it?
Wow, man, we were right about to get disconnected.
Can I talk to this guy?
No.
Touchy subject or what?
I was like, hon, you cannot.
You know it's going to be something really racist.
I was going to say, you know, we want to create the Farrakhan fan club. We want to contact him.
Listen, what's wrong with you boys over there? I'm just asking a question about Minister Farrakhan.
First of all, I don't need you cussing at me on the phone, and I ain't your boy.
Oh,
so if you have a question, why don't you call during business hours? Why would you call at 12 o'clock at night?
Listen, my boy.
So the problem is not over here. The problem appears to be with you.
Look, my boy, I just had a quick question, and you answered that for me. Oh, shit.
My boy. That's fantastic.
Hello, my boy. Oh,
it depends on the bike person, but that could be really racist.
No, yeah, it can.
For Southern blacks, that's really racist to call them boy.
Yeah, my dad, we were in Daytona Beach, and my dad thought it was funny. He saw me, and then he goes, "Hey, boy, how are you?" Like, all these black guys were playing basketball, and they looked at him.
I put those request to print numbers in the chat. Enigma looked them up for me.
Enigma looked them up for you. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
He can get him off the server machine. Let me see if that's fixed anyway.
Hello.
Whoa, is that the Nation of Islam school?
Oh, no such thing.
Oh, how you boys doing?
I beg your pardon?
How you boys doing?
I said there's no such thing.
Yeah, but I'm asking how you boys doing.
Who are you talking about?
About you.
It's too late to have a conversation.
Thanks for calling. How you doing, my boy?
Hey, we've got some beer.
What is brother, man?
We got some chickens.
What's he got against Colt 49, darn it?
Tell him we're making a run to KFC. We want to know if he wants in.
I'm sure he would need some 40s, too.
Thank you for calling. You've reached the National Center. No one is available to take your call at this time.
You don't want to answer no more. I was going to ask him what his favorite hot sauce was, but he won't answer.
Damn it, boy.
Damn it. All right. Yay. Here's Ant. Oh, hey, we got Ken's numbers also, right?
I put one in, two.
Yes, sir. It's in the Skype chat.
All right. Let's Baz do this one here. What was it again? Ann, did I say? Ann Howard, yeah.
It better be a porn filter caller. Nunu will get up your ass about it.
Yeah, please.
Fuck the porn filter.
God, porn filter. Come on, man. That's good.
Get all up in your ass.
What? Ann Howard.
Hello.
Good morning. May I speak with Miss Ann Howard, please? This is David Snoswell. Yes. My name is David Snoswell. I'm calling from the Royal Service. And we're calling to inform you tonight that the Prince and the Royal Baby will be making an appearance in your town. And we need you to have your yard cleaned up. We need you to remove any rubbish that might be on your porch.
Yeah.
And the Prince will be coming into houses at random to visit with the locals. So we also respectfully ask that you have a large bust portrait of the Queen displayed prominently in your living room.
Yeah.
And if you have any pornography lying about, any kind of sexual toys, please make sure that they're put away, because Princess Kate gets quite offended when she sees things like dildos and pornographic magazines. And
get off on this.
Excuse me?
You get off on this.
No, I'm being quite serious. We also respectfully request that you make sure your phone is clean.
Is this some sort of turn-on for you or something?
No, it's actually not. We're asking that you please hide any that you might have.
Yeah, I know, but you know, the
princess.
The backyard got about 1 minute's mention. The pornography got 5 minutes mentioned, so I was saying.
Well, we're more concerned about that than we are, because we know that most people in your neighborhood keep their yards in good order.
How many people are actually polite to you, and how many people are rude?
People have been actually quite nice to me.
Really? What, even on the phone at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, well, I'm calling from our call center in Chicago, Illinois, so...
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock in the morning in England.
Oh, well, we were not aware of that. That's irrelevant anyway.
But you shouldn't know the difference.
It's time to get up.
I know it's founded in America and England. Come on.
Well, no, I'm employed by the British government and the Royal Service. We're outsourcing to Chicago, Illinois.
Well, you're in America, you must not be founded in England if you're working for the British government.
Well, we're working feverishly to contact everybody in the route, the Royal Parade route. And unfortunately, that means that we have to call round the clock.
I'm glad you enjoy your job, whatever. It's quite funny.
Oh. You know, I do enjoy
I think last time you saw me, it was...
But, you know, you're
really in revenue, and I owed you all this money for using too much water.
Silence. Are you being a pillock? Don't be a pillock.
I'm not being very polite, considering the time of day.
Well, you're just speaking a load of cobblers to me.
No, I'm not.
It's a bunch of rubbish.
I don't think you probably work for government, if you use that for the word.
Well, I do. I mean, that's... up to you to decide whether or not you want to believe that or not, but...
Yeah, I've got to go now. It's been quite amusing.
But you mind me. Mark my words, you will be sorry if the prince comes up to your door and he comes in and he sees your pornography and your dodo's lying about, you will be written up. Hello.
Oh.
She's gone.
That was good. You see how much better that was in Porn Filter, Nunu? You see?
Yeah.
That was great. Great. Great call. Good, good. Pat on the back. Everyone give Baz a good pat on the back there. We got a sexy Latina couple here sent in by Ken's neighbor, in a discreet hotel in the Pico River area right now. Pico River. It's Pico. they're looking to swap, guys. Anyone want to talk? Zyklon, you want to talk?
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Just because
you got to make sure to... I don't know, have someone try to sound like a girl, they'll probably hang up on you.
Oh, we don't have any girl talkers here. Shit.
Let's get Dark Stranger on. She's a girl.
Is she?
Just make up some shit, like your woman's in the bathroom or something.
Yeah. Oh, she's doing some math.
No, then they're gonna hang up, man.
Skin some poppers and shit around.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They're drug and disease free, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, Dark Stranger could join us, but she's not answering, so whatever.
Oh, Dark Stranger, come on.
Dark Strangler. No answer there. So here's the Vanessa who wants to share her one bedroom apartment with a man.
Can I take that one?
Yep, Vanessa, one bedroom apartment.
No.
Is this Vanessa?
Yes, who's it?
This is Larry. I saw your ad on Craigslist looking for share a bedroom with a man, and I'm a big, strong, male man.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
it's still available, but it's basically just for one man.
Just for one man? I am a man.
One month.
One man?
One month. Month.
Month?
Yes.
Why only a month, baby? Can you not handle me for that long?
No, sweetie, because it's just like for a vacation home for somebody that's going on vacation and stuff like that.
So you only got a month to trash the place up then and then skedaddle?
Yes, it's only for the month of September, and then October 7th you have to be out.
I don't have to be out, baby.
I just told you why. Because it's a vacation home and the people are coming back.
Are you sure those people aren't some swingers that want to serve my big, long, white dick?
Are you serious?
I'm damn serious, baby. I'm 10 inches uncut of pure white meat.
Fuck yeah. Oh, goddamn.
Ah, she's hung up, damn it.
10 inches of uncut white hose.
I guess there's more than she can handle.
Let me try to call her. Not my turn now.
Okay, I'll get a beer.
Hey, what's the name of your cat? I had a cat like yours. I named him, it should be Smokey. Smokey!
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. It's not available.
Listen, you dick. Get over it, okay?
Hey, listen, I don't know what you're talking about. Hello? Yeah, I was calling about a apartment for rent. Hello? Oh, she hung up. Listen,
she didn't want no White Snake.
White Snake, that's a hell of a band. Milkman, you ever see White Snake and you ate mushrooms at the concert?
I ate mushrooms at an Iron Maiden concert.
Oh, yeah. I had mushrooms at a high school football game. I was.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of...
It was a JV game. I was still on the JV team at that point, so it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, the last concert I went to, I drank a bit, but I didn't take any drugs.
Mushrooms. That's the only other drug I've done other than pot. I've never done anything else. And I don't plan to either. And I was in high school. I did it once. That was the one time I did it. I got really sick. I threw up inside my football helmet and got all inside. It was bad.
Yeah, they make you a little queasy at first.
That's what happened. It tasted like shit, and I threw up, and it got inside my helmet, and they figured
Chunk, that's weak, man. You got to be tough.
They figured I had heat exhaustion, and they pulled me out of the game. Like, oh.
Hold it in.
Yeah, like, Carlos has heat exhaustion. Pull him out.
Mushrooms.
Yeah. I had a buddy that grew some cubensis, the big ones.
Right.
They're pretty powerful. You can buy these kits at the head shops and grow them.
Yeah, I like to try those Milkman, did you get the lollipops yet, man? Get the lollipops. Tell me how they work. It sounds really not like a novel idea. What?
What's a lollipop?
They got those at the dispensary. They got lollipops now. The edibles, they got a lollipop one, I guess. And they got.
Oh, you're talking about edibles, Shaw? They got all that kind of crap, yeah.
Have you tried the lollipops or the candies yet? You said you did chocolate, right? That was it?
I've had a few things. I have, Marshmallow crisp, what are those Rice Krispies bars? I make those. I've had the chocolate cookies. I've had brownies. I've had fudge. I've tried the caramel. I've tried, crap, other shit too. I can't remember, dude. They had a big old tray of shit on there. It was like fudge and other kind of crap.
Get the lollipops. Try the lollipops of the Jolly Ranchers and let me know. I'm just curious if that shit works. That'd be awesome. Like if I've
probably got them. Check it out. I've never really fooled with the sugar, the hardcore sugar shit, because I don't do as much sugar. But I, you know, just to see how they work, you know, man.
I'm telling you, they do. So listen to me. Go try it next time.
All right.
Because I think that'd be cool.
When I go to concert, dude, I'll have to take some of those. I have to get back one of these big ass chocolate, double chocolate ones that have about like 9 grams of it, ash in it. It's pretty good, man.
I would have a lollipop at the airport. That's what, if I had to take a plane trip, I think that'd be the best thing to do. If they work, I don't know if they work, so let me know. All right.
Oh, yeah, they work. Okay. You'll get roasted.
Yeah, in about a year, I'll be able to buy them legally at stores here in Washington State.
Yep, recreational.
Yeah, they get this. They just announced on the news today that the feds have just announced that when these stores open, that the proprietors will not be able to use any kind of services from an FDIC-insured bank. Because... you know, they're just trying to find a way to crack down on this. So
yeah, they're saying they won't insure funds that are being garnered from sale of cannabis. Yeah, bastards.
So basically, they're talking about having stores that are going to be relying on cash only and having huge amounts of cash lying around. It ain't going to work.
It's just an inconvenience. And
I'm going to rob the motherfuckers.
Yeah. So they're going to have to pay other bills and money orders and shit like that. That's a fucking bull.
Yeah, there's a Washington, one of our congressmen is introducing a bill to try to get around that.
Yeah, totally should. That's bullshit.
Hello.
Dark Stranger.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Hello.
Hey, it's Dark Stranger. Yay.
Yay.
Hey, Dark Stranger.
Oh, yeah, headset, so I wanted to make sure that was all good.
All right. Cool. I'm looking at some more Ken prank calls requests.
Can we call?
What's up?
Can we call that taxi cab number I posted?
London Taxi in San Francisco.
Yeah, Milkman needs a new ride.
Oh, shit. Milkman, do you don't work for London Taxi, do you? Well, if you did, you wouldn't.
No, I never even heard of them, dude.
Okay.
It's the London cabs, you know, the ones you see in all the movies.
Ask if they have double-decker cabs.
Not in San Francisco. I don't see none of that shit driving around.
Yeah, that one's for you. This one's for you, Carlito.
I thought you were doing that shit. All
right. Oh, no.
All right.
They got those little rickshaws. Then they got the bike kind that they pull around like 2 or 3 people with.
Do they have slaves?
Hello?
Yeah, is that London Taxi Machine?
Yes.
Oh, wow. How many slaves do you have?
How many what?
Slaves.
Slaves?
Yeah.
I don't have any slaves.
Yeah, how many slaves you have working for you, moving the people around?
Ah.
I heard the noise. Someone's calling back in. Let's see if this is police.
Okay. I sent the caller to voicemail.
I got a missed call from this number. I'm just trying to find out who it is.
What was that? You got a problem? Oh, he hung up. I don't know who that was. A 6012 number. Who was the 6012? You guys know any of you? Let me look.
What's the area code?
510 area code. Any of you guys sent a 510 that I might have called? I'm looking.
That's a California area code.
Yeah. No, that's at Oakland. Dude. That's the Brothers from Islam.
That's the Islam.
The Nation of Islam.
The Nation. All right. That's the Oakland one. Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah, it's Oakland. I know that number, dude. I just caught that.
You know,
510. Yeah.
Yeah, he called. All right, let's call him. I didn't talk to him. I just...
What's up, brother? Masalami Malaykum? Masalami?
Please,
Salami, man. I thought they didn't take pork.
Can't believe the Salami of Islam.
Quiet. He doesn't answer.
You have reached the voicemail box of 5.
Damn it, man.
I wonder which restaurant Nation of Islam gets their fried chicken from. KFC, Popeyes, churches.
They don't need that shit.
Probably churches or Popeyes, man.
Churches, man, churches. That's the best.
Swine is a filthy animal.
Ask him what the salami business is, man, because they make salami out of pork. So where is that, our salami shit?
There's turkey salami, Milkman. You know that. Don't be stupid. Barney sent in a request to prank for Exacto. They make springs. Ask for a guy.
Yeah, but they don't say also turkey salami. They say also salami.
Ask for a guy named Billy. He has a short temper.
Salami nipples.
Big salami nips. Slice of salami nips. All right, this guy makes springs and he's stressed out and I'm supposed to prank call
him. They're like pasties type, you know? But they're like bologna and you gotta cut them a little bit before you fry them or the bubble pop up in the middle.
You have to cut an X in the middle, stupid.
One slice, like a pie, one slice.
I don't like doing the corner because it gets all weird. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey buddy, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Listen, I got a problem here with these springs you've been making.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not coming out to the specifications they're supposed to.
For which, what vendor, what job?
I'm calling from Master International Business Machines.
Hold on here. 1 second.
Master International Business Machines.
Master International Business Machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't make any parts for them.
Oh, yeah, I've got all your paperwork here. Exacto, it says. And these are horrible. They don't spring right. Half of them are failing. I got 5 sensor alerts on the spring sensors and everything. So some of them have failed. We lost some of them in the machine here, and now we got to shut down the machine and go looking with a flashlight for the stupid...
And the spring just popped out again.
Another spring came out right there. See that? Look at that.
What?
Yeah,
okay,
these.
Hold on 1 second. I gotta shut this down. 1 second.
Shut it down.
Spring right. Just popped up and hit Charles in the eye.
So, who are you guys for again?
Master International Business Machines.
Master International Business. I honestly don't make any parts for anybody.
Oh, these
I
are.
Make,
no, this we have this. This information came with the order. Exacto Springs. I got all the information. We got the shipment from your location in China. It came in. We got it on eBay. It was like half the price as normal.
Well, if it's China, then it could be anybody. I mean, you bought it from China.
It says Exacto, and it has your phone number and your information. It says these are your springs.
Does it say who the operator was?
It says Exacto from Exacto in Wisconsin, USA.
Again, spring just hit Charlie in the fucking eye.
Yeah, we got a spring and just hit Charlie in the eye over here.
Fuck! Somebody
It doesn't say an operator. It doesn't say who made them, who...
It says created by Exacto Springs, created, made by Exacto in Wisconsin, USA, it says. And I ordered this on eBay. It was like 50% off the normal price. It said authentic Exacto Springs. Yeah, and I got it from China. Yep. They all have the same serial number on them, too.
Man, Charlie's out real bad now.
Oh, man. You have to call tomorrow and talk to a supervisor, a salesman. I don't know. I mean, kind of spring is it? Is it a compression spring? Is it,
yeah.
I mean, what it look like?
A compression spring. Listen, boy, you need to make this right. Oh, God. You need to make this right and fix it, right?
Well, I mean, but here's the thing, though. You didn't buy them from, you know... From us, you bought them off eBay.
But they told me we had to get with the manufacturer, the warranty, to fix it.
Oh, I don't know if we do any warranty.
I talked to Mr. Wu, and he said...
Mr. Wu?
Mr. Wu in China.
Well, I don't know who the hell Mr. Wu is. I mean...
He's the guy that you sell your springs through, you stupid.
Well, don't call me stupid, buddy. I don't even know if it's fucking real.
Mr. Wu said that spring wouldn't pop out no more.
This is starting to get really stupid here. This whole situation.
Yeah.
And you people are stupid also. You have stupid springs made cheap, springs made in China. Pieces of shit.
You know what? They probably fucking took the good ones and filled the boxes with their shitty Chinese ones and then fucking sold those to you.
Well, you're responsible. It's your responsibility, you asshole.
Call tomorrow and call to a supervisor or a fucking salesman and talk to them.
I'm gonna get you written up and fired.
He's starting to get pissed.
Let's call him back.
All right, let's. You talk.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah, Zyklon. You can
tell him that Charlie's on his way to the ER.
Yeah.
I'd go for an egg salad sandwich right now.
Thanks.
Hello.
Yes. Hey. We're pretty fucking pissed off here. We're having to take Charlie to the damn hospital because the fucking spring got in his eye.
Take him to the hospital then.
Okay. Hey, I need to get. Fuck you. Chinga tu madre way.
Hey, we haven't talked to that guy in a while.
Did you notice what my team name is now?
No, I haven't gone in there yet. No, what is it?
The Honoruru Chingaers.
Who'd you set for your keeper?
Megatron. Actually, I think keepers are bullshit.
I think I got Ray Rice. Who was my keeper? It's some asshole. I don't have anybody good.
I'm 100% of the opinion that keepers are gay.
All right, we can get rid of the keepers. I don't know.
Let's at least take a vote, rather you and Charlie deciding to ditch them.
Is there a consensus? All right, we gotta get that shit all hashed out. When it comes to stuff like that, is the scoring okay? I like the scoring. I thought the scoring was good.
Scoring was fine.
Yeah.
But the reason I like the keepers is it basically it penalized anybody that drafted late last year.
Yeah.
In the first round.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Fuck you!
It's not fair to Billy, I guess. That's not fair to him.
Oh, Billy!
Ken, who's your keeper? Did you pick your keeper yet? Ken? Yeah.
Ken probably picked Mark Sanchez.
I just shut a fucking fan off so I couldn't even talk.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't know we had the keepers yet, so I guess I needed to figure out how to do that.
You gotta go enter my team. And when you get to my team, you do select keepers. It's a blue link. Select keepers, and then you can choose one player to keep from last year.
See, to me, this all sounds like gay talk. Bottom keeper.
I kept Frank Gore. Frank Gore is who I kept. That's who
tight end, spandex.
I got my kicker, Frank Gore, kept so far. I got to change that. I don't know who to keep. What's your problem?
I should probably keep RG3, to tell you the truth.
Dark Stranger doesn't like sports.
Nah, that guy sucks.
I'm probably going to keep RG3 or Chris Johnson, probably one of those two.
Dark Stranger, how can you not... You have a French press for coffee. I've tried to use it, and I get coffee grounds all over the place every time.
Look, guys, you buy me lots of beer, and you can watch your football or whatever.
Yeah, no, I'm asking you about French press coffee. Can you can do it okay so you don't get all the grinds?
Yes, I'm not a stupid girl.
Oh man, I can't do it. I think I got
I know how to work around the kitchen, unlike you.
Oh, true. Well, I think I just have a bad French press because it doesn't. I think it has like a leak in the seal, you know, between the glass.
Yeah, that
and the
gasket room. Must be bad.
You should probably call France then and complain.
Yeah.
And call Bruno. Fuck your French press.
Call Bruno. Hey, my French press is a piece of shit. Yeah.
Who found Bruno? Was it Artie?
Nah, that was Lonesome.
Actually, though, the French press probably surrendered to the German press.
The German press. The Blitzkrieg. They sure did. Oh,
the printing press.
All the people in chat are saying we should call the Nation of Islam and play that KKK intro.
God.
Yeah, that wouldn't work out well.
Have you ever seen the little white kid on YouTube that has his own show? Andrew. God. I recommend everybody go search for that right now.
A white kid on YouTube that has his own show?
Yeah, it's like a show for white kids. And he like talks about all the cartoons. That, oh my god, two interracial couples, they kissed each other and stuff. It's terrible.
Oh my god, nah, scandalous. It's like in the 1960s, that guy. Alright.
That was Kirk.
I'll find a link for it. I can't explain it. It's just terrible.
Kirk and Uhura did that. Were they the first one?
Yeah, it was Kirk and Uhura.
And Sesame Street had the first couple. They didn't kiss, but there were a couple, right? That was in the mid-60s. They got taken off a bunch of stations in the South. Sesame Street did for a while there because of that. They were the first interracial couple on TV. Yep.
It almost seems like Wonder shows in, but then you realize it's real.
I gotta address a couple rumors in the chat. Metal Man, I did not pass out from doing poppers. And Sloth, I did not kiss a black man once, you son of a bitch.
You kissed a black man once.
You kissed a black man twice.
What about a white man, Cad? Is it worse because it's a black guy or because it's a man?
Okay, I kissed a black man.
Would you
man
kiss
once,
Carlito?
But Sloth wasn't supposed to tell.
Your lips are tainted. Hello?
Did your lips grow a little bit, Cad, afterwards?
They did, and they taste like watermelon.
Nice. Which lips did you kiss, though?
Carlito, you should call Charlie.
Okay, Charlie.
I kept making the kids spraying them that were doing a show yesterday on Mixler called Waffle House and start asking about their beef curtains.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta find Charlie's.
You gotta call Turkish Kitchen also, if they're still open.
Yeah, Turkish Kitchen, the last time I've seen people call them, they just don't play along with pranks anymore.
They don't anymore. They don't care anymore. They don't give a shit anymore, man.
They just like hang up or. No, you don't even get like a motherfucker from Faison anymore.
Not even, yeah. She's just like, whatever. I think they get busy and stuff. They don't have time for that shit. All right, here's Charlie. Charlie, let's all talk to him.
He has his own fantasy football team.
Hello?
Hello,
Charlie. Hey, Charlie, you old horn dog motherfucker. How's it going?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing most excellently. I'm calling about the beef curtains. Do you have beef curtain chow mein?
Today I will.
Today, yes, I'd like to buy some today.
You want to take our order?
Yes. Will you take my order, please?
Okay, hold on, please.
Screw the fuck up. Anybody have any requests? He's going to take my order.
Ask for Mao Zedong chow mein, because he's Taiwanese.
He said he was off tonight.
Jack Henry?
Yes, I would like one order of beef curtain chow mein.
What?
Beef
what
curtain chow mein? Beef curtain chow mein. Beef curtain chow mein.
No.
Stupid.
No, I'm not.
I want
not
some shit and piss chow mein. Chow mein with shit and piss.
Wait, you crazy, you. You always
no, I'm not crazy.
Me. What happened, huh?
You're crazy.
I want to call police to catch you, okay?
Chinga tamale
wai. You're always cute. Son
hey,
of a
don't
bitch. Wait,
hey,
wait, fuck you, son of a bitch, you understand?
No, I'm sorry, I want to apologize.
Hey, you always call this number, I want to call the police, teach you,
but
okay?
I've never called this
what?
Number before.
Huh?
I've never called you before.
Huh?
I never call, I not call, ever.
Okay, I got your phone number, I want to call the police, okay?
No, please, no.
I want to teach you, okay?
No.
Don't do that, okay?
Fuck
man?
You.
No.
Fuck you.
Okay?
Fuck you.
You understand?
Fuck you.
That's not
you're
me.
Crazy
that's
you.
You're so
no,
stupid.
That's not me. Somebody's hacking my phone.
Chinga to Mali way.
Long time ready, hey.
What? I want, I want chow mein with
hang
piss
on,
shit.
Let me talk to him. Hey, Charlie.
Get out of here.
Charlie, what happened? Charlie. Shishi. Shishi.
Thank you. 你好.
Incoming pots and pans.
I think he's going to have to get the woman to take care of this.
Guess he must be off his meds.
I think he's like in anger management. He's like calmer. He's calm.
Hey, at least he got pissed.
He got pissed, but he didn't get really mad. He almost like he was saying like, "Please don't do that." Hey. Oh, we'll keep him. I know what to do. I'll call the restaurant.
You gonna call them both at the same time?
Yeah, because he's in the background yelling.
Hold on, I'll post a list of some tiny swear words in Skype.
Did he hang up or did you hang up?
Oh, he hung up. Fuck.
Call him back, and when you get talked to him, ask for God, which is like fuck.
I don't know what the fuck that guy speaks.
He's not gonna answer again. Yeah.
God.
Or you want me to try since I'm looking at some...
Let's see if his boy toy is working. The new guy.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice...
Oh, that's Charlie's cell phone. Oh, are they closed tonight or something? Because he's... I don't know. That's weird. He's off, right? That's weird for him to be off. Well, no, he's golfing and shit sometimes, right? I guess that's not necessarily odd.
Yeah, maybe
he had a bad game today. He's pissed.
Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah, poor Charlie. Yeah.
It's got it rough, man. All right, let's continue on here. What time is it? 12:52. Okay. Perhaps I'll start wrapping it up here soon. Nation of Islam. Those are the latest numbers from Lonesome. Let me try to call the Nation of Islam Oakland back here. Milkman, can we send you over there to go look at him while we call him? Like we did with Pfizer.
I'm on my way right now.
With Onassis.
I'm out. That's right. The Madhouse Mercedes. Hello?
Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
How you doing, my boy? Thanks for answering the phone. I try to call you.
Who is this?
Huh? Oh, this is Eddie. How are you, my boy? How you doing? Hello.
Uh-huh.
Hey, how you doing, boy? You doing good?
Good. Who?
That's good. This is Eddie. I'm calling for Nation of Islam, Oakland. How you doing, boy?
You know what? This ain't the phone you want to play on.
Why not? I'm not playing. I was just seeing, I had a few questions.
What are you talking about, boy, though?
Oh, I say that to all my friends. Say, hey, how you doing there, big guy? Hey, big boy, how are you? You know, hey, boy.
Listen, I don't play on the phone. If you want to play, we can play in person.
Okay, boss.
But don't play on this phone.
You get it?
You understand?
You like to play with boys, man?
No. Listen, I'm going to explain this to you one last time. You don't play on this phone. Do you understand?
You can play with my testicles in person. Yeah.
You know what?
You can tug on my foreskin.
Touch it.
Touch it down there.
I don't play on the phone, you fucking faggot.
Oh.
You bring your little bitch ass up here in person and we'll deal with it that way.
Don't be like that.
Fuck yeah.
Angry monkey, don't be like that.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You need to do Ken's all
part. He'd be all over you, Dark Strange. He's like, who's a white lady?
Hey, can we call him back and I'll act as like pretend to be a taxi driver that's been called over there?
What?
We might. You know how Jid likes to do those things where he calls like taxis and shit to go to places.
Yeah.
Just call him fake to be like a taxi driver.
Is that guy right there? You call him the Nation of Islam dude?
Like pizza.
Is that the Nation
taxi.
From Islam guy?
Yeah.
I got it.
Okay, then. Tell him you're gonna call for friendly taxi. That's a shitty taxi around there. Friendly taxi.
Friendly. Okay, I'll pretend to be from Friendly. Yeah.
Friendly. If he picks
him up. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What's your address?
Hello, this is Larry from Friendly Taxi. I'm outside here to pick up a brother and take him downtown to the dice game and the KFC.
Stop playing on my fucking phone.
What are you talking about, man? I'm just calling for Friendly.
Really? What is your
address? When someone actually says playing on the phone.
What is your address? Wow. That was fun.
Next time he says it, say 123 Fake Street.
123 Fake Street. Friendly.
An address for a KFC or something.
Friendly Taxi. Milkman has beef with Friendly Taxi also. Just so you guys
know. Okay, I'm going to find their phone.
Friendly City Taxi Company. Friendly and Yellow. What was it the other one? Yellow Sunshine. They're all these fucking suck ass companies, man. Fucking rip your ass off.
They smell like farts inside the cars and stuff, probably.
Fucking you get in the car and I'm like, sit the fuck down.
Okay, I found their phone number. I'll post it to Skype.
Well, I don't know if we want to call Friendly Taxi.
Why not? Let's fuck with them, right, Milkman?
Just don't trace it back to Milkman. Don't say Milkman.
No, we're not going to say Milkman.
Milkman. They won't know anyway. They don't know who Milkman is.
That's the number over at Skype for Friendly Taxi.
All right, let's see if they're jerks also. Friendly my ass.
How long does it take to make an asshole taxi?
Call Capture the Nation of Islam.
Taxi, can I help you?
Yes, this is Larry. I need to get a taxi over to the Nation of Islam to take a couple of my homeboys to the dice game and then to the KFC.
Okay, so where are they at again?
They're over at the Oakland Nation of Islam. That's all I got.
What city is that?
In Oakland.
I have no idea where that's at. They didn't give you an address or nothing?
No, they just said go to the Oakland Nation of Islam, pick up a couple brothers who need to go to the dice game and KFC.
I put it in there for you.
There it is. It's Fornia.
5277 Foothill. Do you have a phone number on them?
Hold on. Hey, hey, my brother, you got the number for those guys?
There you go.
Alrighty, it's 86.
And you said they were going where again?
They're going to the dice game. They'll tell you where it is in the taxi cab and to the KFC down the street from the Nation.
Alright, should be within 10 or 15 minutes.
Alright, how's my leg, my brother?
Alright, thanks.
Nice. The dice game.
You're like, whatever, dude. Whatever.
Good job. Good job, Cyclone.
Take a taxi to the dice game. Okay, right.
I was trying to think of what would be the most normal places black people would take taxis to.
A dice game. That's what you came up with. I don't know. The hair salon? It's kind of late, though, I guess.
Yeah.
Walmart?
Plus, of course, KFC.
Walmart.
Grocery store. I don't know.
Local crack house.
Check cashing place.
Yeah.
The Domino's.
They've got a 24-hour check cashing on International Boulevard. There you go.
International Boulevard machine. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a 24-hour check cashing. And you probably should go with Church's Chicken because they got a shitload of those everywhere.
Church's is the best, and they got the best biscuits. They got that honey butter.
That motherfucker's there, man. You bite into one of those when they're fresh, they'll squirt and it'll burn you. It's really hot, but it's like juicy. Oh.
Mm. Yeah, man. Church's Chicken. Yeah,
we don't have them up here in Washington.
Well, not down here where I live either.
I'd trade Church's Chicken for
it's good shit.
Weed.
The spicy's really bomb.
Yeah.
Either one's good, though. I'm telling you guys, man. You know, if you want chicken, it ain't dry. Mm. This is it.
Church's
are pretty much like all the churches in the ghetto, though.
Not all of them, but they're cut in out of the ghetto. They're kind of a southern company, you know. You got Popeyes and Blowjangles. And I prefer myself. I like churches of all.
They're
of
all
them.
In Puerto Rico. They're like on every major intersection. There's a church. There's a Church's Chicken, a Burger King, and a McDonald's at every single major intersection. It's like the number.
We had one finally after all those years down in there, just before I moved out, man, from the islands, man. They had always at Kentucky only.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go see if there's even a Church's Chicken in Knoxville.
We've got this place up here called Ezel's, man. They're freaking awesome. It's only like one or two stores.
There's no churches around here either. That was in Florida where there was one.
Get the chicken only deal, and then you'll get them for about like less than a dollar a piece, man. It's like, what is it? Like, I think it's like, right? About a dollar a piece, maybe. Like 10 of them for like $12, I think, or $9.99 in tax, I think is what it is.
Yeah, Orlando has a Maryland fried chicken that's really good, too. It's a chain. It used to be bigger back in the day, but there's still a few of them left. But it's really good. Maryland, they do gizzards and stuff like that. Like, they'll fry up gizzards and shit. You know, it's like, whoa. They got a really cool menu, man. It's old school southern fried chicken. Yeah.
Nice.
Maryland.
So it's kind of like Sambo's.
I guess what Sambo's. Sambo's is hamburgers, I thought. Wasn't it like, you know, you could.
It was more like a Denny's, kind of thing.
Wasn't it? Quarter burgers and stuff like that or something for kids?
Yeah, it's just like a diner.
Southern fried food, man, grits.
Grits are awesome. I don't see what people hate about grits.
You just got to load them up.
If you load them up. Grits,
I love them.
Butter.
As long as they're loaded up with butter and salt and pepper and sometimes cheese, you know, or bacon. I crumble some bacon in that motherfucker and a little bit of bacon grease. Hell yeah.
Cheese is good sometimes. Did you take a cheese and mix with it?
You know what I want is poutine. I still haven't had that. Dark Stranger, you get poutine.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza.
We get the real poutine.
Yeah.
That's Canadian, isn't it?
Yeah.
French-Canadian?
Yep.
In Quebec, you call it poutine. Wow. Say it with the French accent.
There's some supposedly awesome poutine up in Vancouver, B.C.
Right. Are there any Tim Hortons in the Bay Area at all?
No way. Not that far.
I don't know. The thing is, there's like a ton in the northern U.S. now. They've sort of infiltrated down from Canada.
Yeah, like Buffalo has a bunch of them, I know. My wife was in Buffalo a few months ago, and she said that she saw her first Tim Hortons there, and she went in. She said it was pretty good. She had a good time.
Tim Hortons donuts or whatever that one.
I don't go there. I don't think it's that great.
Yeah, it's like
Canadian. Shouldn't you like always go there?
It's the Canadian Dunkin' Donuts, but it's like five times as popular.
Yeah. They got Dunkin' Donuts and Hortons. Hortons real big. Hortons has got this really bomb-ass, like,
like a hot toffee, man. It's like really good, like a kind of like a coffee with like mixed that shit in. It's good. Very good when you're needing something to pick you up.
Yeah, Dark Stranger only has coffee from fancy places. That's why she's like,
oh.
Starbucks.
Yeah. Even McDonald's coffee, I think, is better than Tim Hortons. Starbucks. Just because everyone's like, oh, it's Canadian, right? Marketing.
Okay.
Ken was saying there's a whole bunch of them up in Michigan.
Cool. All right, there you go.
I'm sure you have something like that down in the U.S., don't you? It's all marketing.
It's fucking Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks.
Dunkin' Donuts?
Krispy Kreme, but Krispy Kreme expanded really fast, and, like, in, like, the scope of 5 years, they, like, doubled their footprint, and then they retracted it to less than what it is.
Because everybody realized that donuts make you fucking fat.
Yeah, they were really bad for you, but they were good, but, yeah.
Oh, they're just way too sweet for you.
Everything good like that.
They opened a Krispy Kreme about 5 years ago in Puerto Rico, and there was like 3 hour lines to get inside of it. That's how crazy they went over.
They're that good.
Yeah. They're good. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying they're
stores,
good.
They'll actually, you can watch them cook them.
Yeah.
Big stores.
The sign
them
comes
on.
Out.
Like,
yeah.
Put them in the dough. I'm going to go down a little machine down into a ramp and run down, hit the oil, and I'll scoot on down and ramp it right back out of there. It's pretty bomb, man.
You know, you should watch videos of when they first opened McDonald's in Russia. That shit was crazy.
Oh, yeah. They had lines up the ass. People were like, oh, this is like the thing to do now. Go to McDonald's. Yeah.
The original Krispy Kreme glaze. That's the bomb, man. That's the simple, basic. That's what started it all, man. Start from there, you can't go wrong.
Have any of you ever had the Luther? I have yet to have one.
Everyone's pissed.
The hamburger. I don't care. The hamburger that's made out of Krispy Kreme donuts and, it's a hamburger, right? The Luther.
So the buns are Krispy Kreme?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The buns are Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, I've heard of those.
Yeah. I haven't had
it yet.
I like
White Castles, man.
All right.
White Castles, actually, though, the best donut is one that's actually made in a fucking cop car. They literally, on the
like
old show Monster Crunch, they took a cop car, they literally put a whole donut assembly line, they miniaturized it, but it started like right behind the driver's seat and went all the way around to the passenger side, through the trunk and all that shit.
Where's this?
It was on Monster Garage. Fuck, let me see if it's on YouTube at all.
Oh, okay.
I thought you meant like a donut. Yeah. A literal car.
It literally was a donut making machine that they put in a cop car.
Okay. Hot oil.
Hot oil, then. That's the way you gotta do donuts. You gotta fry them in that lard. That shortening, motherfucker. All right, look.
Cannolis.
We're gonna do a few more prank calls and call out at night. Lonesome stopped sending in numbers. I think he's sleeping. He's got to work or something, so he's gone. He's out of here on his ass. Request a prank. We did Porch Monkey's number already. Security company that did not answer. It was just a fax machine. The 96 Collector's Edition Corvette we did also already. I think we're out of numbers. Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
UK Godfather, we already called his stuff. He gave us a bunch of random numbers. I did those. Yeah, I guess I'm done. Zyklon, did you send something?
In chat that they had a number that you're not calling.
You already sent us Milkman Needs a New Cab. We already did that one. All
right. Right.
Yeah, we're done. I'm done.
Did you do Porch Monkey's request prank?
I did. Yeah.
Who is yelling then? Shut up, Porch Monkey.
I did. It was a fax number. It's in Detroit. I'll do it again. It was a fax. It was a security company, I thought.
You stupid head.
Oh, here's another one. He did send another one in. Hang on, that's why.
He's still stupid.
A woman named Chanel, 12 to 14 pounds. What? Oh, a small Pekingese for sale? Or please return her. Someone took her dog out of her car. What? Fucking Christ. All right, yeah, whatever. This will be the last one. We'll torment the lady who's lost her...
Usually don't go well, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Tell her to meet you at the Walmart parking lot.
Tell them
somebody dropped it off the taxidermist and it's been stuffed. You want them to find out if they're going to come and pay to pick it up.
Hello?
Yes, hi. The Pekingese dog? She's safe.
Yeah?
She's safe. She's cool. She's all right. Yeah.
The Pekingese dog, yes?
Yeah, she's fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
She's fine?
Yeah, she's fine. She's good. Yeah, everything's cool.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so worried.
Yeah, all right.
Is it our dog?
Probably, yeah.
Did you just find her, or?
Well, no, I know God wouldn't let anything happen to that dog. Everything's fine. Everything's great. Nothing's bad's gonna happen. Don't worry about it. I have faith.
Oh, okay.
I have faith in God. I have faith in God that the dog isn't hurt or anything, you know?
So, where are you calling from?
I just saw your posting, and I saw the poor dog is got kidnapped, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the dog's fine. You're not happy about that I said that? You just care about...
We're happy that the dog's fine. We're just, you know, my daughter's devastated. You know, I have a sick daughter that, you know, with her dog, and she comforts her. She has a really bad disease.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sure the dog's fine. There's no problem. But you don't seem so excited that I said that I prayed for the dog and all that. You don't care?
No, I am. It's very late here. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was sleeping, so I'm sorry.
You thought I found the stupid dog?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why did the dog run away? Did you guys abuse it or anything, or was it scared?
No. My daughter had accidentally got out the front door.
Oh, why did she do that? That was pretty stupid of her, you know?
Yeah. You know, kids and accidents. But, yeah, thank you for your...
You tell her... should have told her, you stupid kid. That's now the dog is going to die alone and cold because you left the door open.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for the phone call. You have yourself a great night, okay?
That's why we don't leave the door open.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You should have learned that before you got knocked up with her, you know?
Yeah. Thank you. You have a great night, okay?
All right. Bye, honey. I felt bad. That's why I didn't want to say, oh, yeah, the dog, we're going to kill it. No, I felt bad because I imagine if my cats ran away.
Stupid dog.
Yeah. So the dog is in a better place now.
You know, yeah, the dog's fine, man. I was hoping she'd get mad about that. Like, you asshole, I thought you found the dog.
You got her right in the feels, for real.
Yeah, I poked her right in the feels. But hey, hopefully, you know, guys, if you're out there, if you're in Detroit, Michigan, and you see a small Pekingese dog of golden light brown fur, you know, let us know. And we'll, maybe we can help out. Ken, there you go. You're near Detroit. You go looking around for that dog.
That's your mission, Ken.
I read an article today that there are, I think it's over 20,000 stray dogs that roam Detroit in packs right now. They're just like dogs that have been abandoned as the humans have been moving away and they're like roaming around in these wild packs. There's nothing scarier than a pack of dogs. I used to see that in Puerto Rico. Every once in a while, the one guy in the neighborhood, he had all these like Doberman pinchers and stuff and like Rottweilers, and he like get home drunk and he like come home and yell and open his gates and be like, get the fuck out, you fucking dogs, and they'd all run around the neighborhood for a whole night and intimidate people. It was really fucking bad.
The dogs run around yelling, Chica to Maliway.
They didn't do that, but they would like go around and they would like fuck in front of all the houses, and then they'd like, you know, they bark, you know, and stuff. I don't know. All right, guys, I'm leaving. See you guys. Bye, Dark Ranger.
See ya.
All right, Milkman, take us out of here. You mustard eating, you put the mustard packet in your mouth and you break it with your teeth and you squirt it in your mouth and eat it.
The hell are you babbling about now, man?
You do that with mustard packets. I know you do.
I like fried bologna sandwich with mustard on toast.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and with a sprig of pine.
Yeah.
Biggest pie and on the side, man. You give it a better flavor, you know.
Pine cones.
Well, there you go, folks. You got another radical installment right here. Your favorite episode of the Mud House. Like to thank our numbers hit, man, for dropping by for a few minutes there and dropping off some good numbers. Everybody submitted numbers tonight. Thank you so much. All our requested pranks and everybody that seemed to drop by. We had quite a gang here to show up. Thank you so much, everybody, showing up. Even Dark Stranger. Hey! Also, like to thank everybody over there, Madhouse in the Madhouse chat. A bunch of knuckleheads over there, Nunu. You keep up your griping. You're doing a great job. We love you. And like to thank everybody else who stopped by. That's right, our friends and everybody that listens. We do this every week. Mostly after show, you can find right here on the internet. That's right. We drop the time. We just ask you give us the dime. And call us in anytime. Bring your friends, bring your enemies. Better yet, always welcome right here on the Madhouse. I want to thank also our fearless leader, the Hermanito. What we do without you, brother, saving lives one call at a time.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks, Milkman. I guess you're done. Yay. Thanks, everyone. You just got quiet there all of a sudden.
I muted it because I was laughing.
Okay. All right, guys. Hey, thanks for being here with us tonight. We'll be back on next week. I'll probably do a show Tuesday afternoon. Milkman, you should try to show for one of those shows, man. Those Tuesday shows I do.
Great. Let me know, dude. I mean, you don't never tell me in advance until, like, pretty well, like, the day of. If I know ahead of time, I'll try and be accommodating, you know? Like, I might be able to do it while I'm out.
I don't have to accommodate for you. You have to accommodate for me.
I might be able to be accommodating. I have the limitations. You got all the green lights, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, everyone, regardless. And we'll be on Thursday as well.
Yeah, I've got good numbers, too, tonight, man. Thanks. This is pretty funny shit.
It's a good time. Thanks, everyone, to listen to us over at MadhouseLive.com. Also on the PLA stream at PhoneLosers.org and Blue Planet Prank Radio as well. We'll leave you guys for the night. Enjoy your weekend. Bye. Do-do-do-do-do.
Do. 98.6
ML.
Motherfuck yeah.